A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Southern California firefight begins to pay off. But some residents' worst fears are realized.
I don't have anything.
And investigators ask whether an arsonist's been at work.
I think they ought to publicly hang him.
Game one of the series goes Boston's way.
Batting practice for the Red Sox, that's all.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There are signs that Southern California may be turning the corner in its five-day battle against raging wildfires. As CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from San Diego, firefighters are hoping Mother Nature will continue to cooperate so they can build on yesterday's gains.
The winds, which began to significantly decrease yesterday, are expected to be even calmer today. Good news for firefighters who are now becoming more aggressive in attacking the fires. The milder winds are also allowing a more vigorous attack from the air, with more water-dropping helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft being deployed. This doesn't mean the battle is over, but firefighters are a lot more confident.
Still in San Diego County, six large fires are raging, threatening 8,500 homes, and one of the blazes in Orange County actually kicked up again overnight and has spread. Were any of the fires the work of an arsonist?
Just to think that someone deliberately did this is just sickening. It makes me sick.
Authorities are investigating whether as many as two of the blazes were set. In Orange County, Fire Department Captain Steve Miller says the evidence points to the Santiago fire as having been deliberately started.
Whoever set this fire knew exactly what they were doing. In other words, their full intentions of setting this fire was to create a lot of damage.
Well, in all, more than 1,600 homes have been destroyed. The price tag from the blazes, more than $1 billion. After the debacle that marked the federal response to Hurricane Katrina, Washington has moved quickly to help victims of these blazes, and in a few hours, President Bush arrives to take a first-hand look. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with the president.
He'll confer with federal and state disaster officials, and he'll meet with fire crews and victims. Mr. Bush plans a message of reassurance.
I will continue to make sure that our efforts are coordinated, that we are responsive to the needs of people.
Especially uninsured people. A major disaster declaration clears the way for federal grants for temporary housing and home repairs, along with low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses.
Nearly 1 million people were driven from their homes, and now many are beginning to return. CBS News correspondent Katie Couric went along with Christy Williams to the ashes of her home, located, with painful irony, in a neighborhood called Shangri-La.
For every step,
there it is, Leela's brand new bike.
There was a story.
My kids made this for my husband for Father's Day. They're handprints.
And everywhere, signs of loving, devoted parents.
My husband built and spent a lot of time on this playset right here. When I told Leela that our house wasn't there anymore, she said, "What about my playset?" And I said, "It's gone." And she said, "My daddy worked really, really hard on that."
I'm Chris Sullivan in Rancho Bernardo, walking through what's left of a large home. Burned out and melted appliances, gutted cars. It's the same story for 14 homes on this block, but one street away, not a single home is even singed.
I don't understand how it's like 8 houses on the street above and 29 on our street and like 8 plus on the street below us, and no method to this fire.
Adam Pringle lives here. His home is safe. Many of his friends aren't so lucky.
And whether people's homes have been spared or not, all residents are dealing with the potential health consequences of the pall of smoke hanging over the areas affected by the fires. CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes reports on that part of the story.
Does she feel short of breath with this fire and wind?
The dirty air has sickened many who have taken shelter down the mountain from the Running Springs fire.
They're having some trouble breathing. They may be wheezing if they're asthmatics. We've actually had some people with chest pain.
Take deep breath.
When April Acosta was evacuated, she forgot to grab her asthma medicine.
Tell me what it's been like with breathing, you know, this kind of air.
You can't breathe. You start having panic attacks.
What's in smoke, depending on what's burning, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, soot, chemical irritants, and particles so tiny they're inhaled deep into the lungs.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Rockies hadn't played a game in 8 days, and it sure showed as Boston beat Colorado like a drum, 13-1 in Game 1 of the World Series last night. These Rocks fans say while a win would have been nice, there's still a lot more baseball left to be played.
They've certainly done something and gotten something out of the way tonight.
Don't want them to start off like that. They had a long week, though, to rest, so there's really nothing you can do about that.
What makes me feel like I'm optimistic? Well, I think we've just been doing it all year. Nobody's picked us. We got absolutely zero pressure.
Meanwhile, a Republican state lawmaker is demanding punishment for a state official who apparently approved a plan to use the state's emergency response computers to buy World Series tickets. House Minority Leader Mike May sending a letter to Governor Ritter saying it was a serious indiscretion by Department of Local Affairs Director Susan Kirkpatrick, even though the plan was scrapped after it was leaked to the media. And two Colorado couples say they combined some special dates and lucky numbers to come up with a Powerball ticket that won them a $20 million jackpot, largest in state history. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we're dealing with a crash Sheridan Boulevard southbound at U.S. 36, Boulder Turnpike. So just watch out for that in the Westminster area. Westbound I-76 starting to get pretty busy now between 74th Avenue and I-25. Same for your drive downtown southbound I-25, but no major delays right now. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, expect more.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
53. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 64. But why does it have to do this on the weekend? Why can't it do it now and get it out of the way so that we can have like 78-degree weather on the weekend? See, I'm just Mr. Positive. Just Mr. Positive. The glass is never. It's never half full. It's always half empty. Good morning, John Turk. Good to have you on the show. Good to have you producing everything.
Good morning, Jay. Actually, you're a glass quarter full kind of guy, right?
Yeah, glass.
Not even half?
Glass barely empty. And then the Rockies got blown out last night.
Oh, what, man, was that 13, ugly.
Yeah, 13-1. Woo!
It was over in the fifth inning. Well, it was actually over earlier than that, but yikes.
But that's okay, because it's only one game, and they were off for 8 days.
That's right. We need to turn it around and get a win tonight.
Yeah,
tonight is the most important win of the season.
Yeah, they'll oil the machine up and get going. They're a dream team. You'll see. They'll go all the way. Okay. A couple of quick things about the fire. Because it's dominated the news. And as I indicated yesterday, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, I'm sure there's more of you out there who probably, well, three of you maybe, who grew up in Southern California and went through this, because I went through it as a kid. And this always happens. They have news this morning that they shot one guy who was suspected and killed him of being an arsonist, and then they've arrested another guy who was suspected of being an arsonist. And they, as long as I can remember, when these fires have gone on, there has always been people living in Southern California who are just firebugs. Now, some of these fires get started by accident. Part of the reason that one of these fires got started was because of downed power lines on dry timber. I remember one year there was a huge, huge fire. And I want to say it was in the Baldwin Hills. But I'm unsure about this because it may have been in the San Bernardino Mountains. And I got caught in the San Bernardino Mountains one year in Idlewild and Hemet, if anybody knows where those places are. And what started the fire? Check this out. A guy in a bulldozer who scraped the bulldozer against the shovel on the front of the bulldozer against a rock, causing a spark, and boom, the place went up. But even in that fire, they found people who had gone up there and had set fires. They were arsonists. Okay, there's all kinds of theories now floating around by the extreme right and left about why this stuff is happening. that there's some kind of ulterior motive or plot going on. One of the most sane stories out there comes from the Orange County Register, which is not known as being a flaming liberal newspaper. I remember back in the days when it wasn't called the Orange County Register, it was called the Santa Ana Register. It's pretty conservative. But they point out about federal planners, where they fault federal planners for erecting red tape that prevented the use of more DC-10 airplanes to drop flame retardants on areas that were on fire. And there's evidence that government auditors warned the Bush administration about their firefighting plans and that they were inadequate and that they knew that this was coming, that there was going to be fires because this is the fire season, and that the administration was once again asleep at the switch. And I, you know what? Here we go. 15 minutes after 6, 6:15, okay. Jay, please, can we talk about something else other than George W. Bush? Stop blaming it on George W. Bush. Okay, I understand. And there's so much going on out there that you just can't. I've said this before. You need a dictionary-sized guide to keep track of all of the total and complete screw-ups that are going on out there. So we'll depart from that for a second, and I want to play you this. Because when I heard this yesterday afternoon, I cracked up. I started laughing so hard. Because this is typical, and you know I focus a lot on the media. I talk a lot about the media. It's an obsession with me. Almost to the point where I think I should resign this job and go get a job with Media Matters. Because I'm so obsessed with the media. I'm so obsessed with what they do. I'm so obsessed with the ridiculousness of it. I'm so obsessed with what has happened through consolidation. I'm really just obsessed with the low level of the media in this country. And I laugh when people say, oh, the media is liberal. And I always make or the media is conservative. I always make the money argument about this. But there is an exemption to that, and it's called Fox News, which is better called, in my opinion, Foxaganda, because it's just propaganda. It's just, that's all it is. It's a propaganda arm of the GOP. Now, I run across friends who watch it who never want to hear examples. They never want to admit to this. I've asked this question on the air a million times about who is that 25% that backs the administration? Who's the 25% that hangs in with the GOP, no matter what they do? And that 25%, I'm going to tell you right now, is plugged into an alternative media universe that creates an alternative universe to what's really happening in the world. And you've heard me talk about this before, too. Okay, check this out. This is Fox and Friends from yesterday morning. This guy, Steve Ducey, is his name. I've seen him a million times because when I worked in conservative talk radio and was the House liberal with a muzzle on, they used to play this. I call him Steve Ducey. But here he is. Here he is, and they're floating the idea that the fires were started by Al-Qaeda, by terrorists. And what do they use as proof? Postings on one of the newsman's blogs. Now, you go to the internet, you look at what people post. They post all kinds of wild stuff. All right, John. Okay, stand by to get a laugh on this. Here we go. This is the credible source, Fox News and Friends, about, oh my God, who set these fires?
At least one of the fires was started when a high-tension wire touched some dry brush, and that started one. But a number of these others, this goes back to your earlier point where they saw this guy starting the fire. A couple of other fires were started by arsonists. Has there been any... I've heard some people talk about this a little bit, just to me. But have you heard anybody suggest this could be some form of terrorism?
We actually, it's funny you mentioned that, Steve. We have, on FoxNews.com, to give us a selfless plug, on FoxNews.com we have all of our coverage, of course, not only the stuff that you show on Fox and Friends that goes online, mm-hmm. but also, our blog.
Sure.
And I have a blog. I've been writing about the fires, and I've literally had hundreds of comments from people suggesting that exact same thing from viewers. And, that's something that's being looked into. I mean, the arson investigators go in first, and then, and of course, the investigation proceeds from there. The number one priority is structure protection. But some of these fires, I know one in Orange County, there was one individual they believe that set the fire in four right. separate places.
So, Adam, you're telling me that people are coming up to you all the time over in California saying, there's a possibility this could be terrorism, and the bloggers as well?
Yeah, these are just people that are like you and I. I mean, they're not officials. They're not.
Right.
Yeah, but that is definitely a topic.
That's a fear, Adam. But is there any evidence of it? And do we know anything about these two guys that they caught?
No. Well, the only guy I only know of one that they caught. I don't know about the other fires guys. The guy they caught here again was riding a motorcycle, and the CHP helicopter, California Highway Patrol, spotted him from the air, called it in, and they got him.
All right. That's not the end of it. Listen to this. A questionable 4-year-old FBI memo presented as new to stroke terror fears did Al-Qaeda start the California wildfires as more than a million people escaped the flames. Fox News anchors couldn't help speculating about a terrorism link to the blazes ravaging Southern California. Investigators have determined that 15,000 acres of the fire in Orange County was deliberately set. And what they're looking at is they're looking at a memo that came out in June of 2003 in which FBI agents in Denver detailed an Al-Qaeda detainee's discussion of a plot to set forest fires around the western United States. Although investigators couldn't determine whether the detainee was telling the truth, and this plot did not include setting fires in California. But that didn't stop Fox. That didn't stop them from getting on and spreading this stuff around. And then, don't you love Adam Housley, the Fox correspondent? Well, people have been coming up to me off this. Listen, people come up with all kinds of weird ideas. Seriously. But, you put that out on the news channels, legitimate news? As analysis? I mean, doesn't anybody find that funny? That's really, that's the kind of parallel universe that they live in. And the thing that always causes me to raise my voice and to get crabby and crazy, and I get people who email me and say, you're just so rude, you get crabby, you get crazy, and I can't. The thing that gets me is you can't, no matter how hard you try, you can lay this story in black and white in front of these folks, and they still will not buy it. They still will not buy it. I've got some friends working at Fox. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're liberals, and they're working at Fox. And they tell me that this stuff goes on, that they get a daily briefing memo spinning these stories. All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Don't forget our White House Extreme Makeover. Somebody's going to get a chance to win $760 coming up about an hour from now. And do you believe in UFOs? What would you do if somebody who was running for the presidency said, I raised my hand, I believe in UFOs, I've not only seen them, they've talked to me.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms, such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Valid on Anderson Brand and Storm doors through 10/31/07 in U.S. only. Additional charges may apply. See store for details and license numbers not available in all areas.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I admit that I have been cranky and that I've been kind of out of sorts. And I think I'm like a lot of you, or maybe a lot of you are like me. You're just frustrated. Frustrated by what goes on every single day. Just frustrated. And one of the things that can be really frustrating is going and buying an automobile. Thank God for Rocky's Autos. Now, when I just mention an auto store, first thing is your defenses go up. And I don't blame you, because it's a frustrating experience. But at Rocky's, you're not going to have that problem. First, you know this, I say it morning after morning, they have a huge selection of late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Second, they've got great people to work with who guide you through every step of the way and make it pleasurable instead of agonizing. And they make sure that you get what you're looking for, plus at a price you can afford. And here's the thing, numerous ways to finance. Matching down incentive helps you out. That's what Rockies is all about. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get out there in person. And I was just there yesterday. Get out there. They're open until 9 every night, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you're going to find that it is not going to be a frustrating experience. Rockies Autos, they boil it down, they make it simple, and they make sure you're happy, because they want you to come back time and time again. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquant, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquant to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquant's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires.
Hmm.
Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquant can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-AQUENT or visit aquant.com/Denver today.
Ooh, yeah. My tip is to let this baby play all the way. Baby boomers have erotic fantasies about Cajun women rolling out. John Turk picks the music. So John's in his 30s. But I wonder, for those of you that are listening, that are like 30, 35, 25 years old. Okay, do you find this stuff good? Do you like it? Do you find it? Do you dig on it? Or is it like, oh, God, there's that old guy on the radio again. And the stuff he's playing, it's like not relevant. We don't want to hear it anymore. Because baby boomers dominate everything, don't they? And you know what? Are you sick of us? Maybe we should do that some morning as a topic. And only take callers under the age of 30. How many we'll get, I don't know. But we should do that sometime. Are you sick of baby boomers? Are you sick of the fact that we dominate everything and that everything is about us, it seems like? Because you know something? I'm sick of us. But when you hear this music, you just, it's like, okay, do you have thoughts of when you were a kid, or do you just kind of dig the sound of it? I mean, if you're not a baby boomer, do you just dig the sound of the song? Right? I mean, is this stuff classic and timeless and appeals to everybody? Wish I were back on a bayou. Rolling with some Cajun queen. Yeah, I wish I was back on the bayou rolling with some Cajun queen. Alright, 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, going to be really nice outside. It's going to be 78. Going to be a good day to go out and run naked. Oh no, that's a baby boomer thing. That's a baby boomer thing. You know, that used to be a big thing too in the 50s. Nudity. And one of the things they used to do is they used to have these nature magazines, which were really kind of like a backdoor way to look at pictures of people without their clothes. All right, I don't know how I got distracted into that. All right, John, so do you like that Creedence song, or did you just pick that for my benefit?
I love Creedence Clearwater. Yeah, I love them.
Okay, do you think like 30-year-olds and 25-year-olds listen to that stuff and they like it?
If they're not, they should be. I grew up listening to that stuff. That was what was playing in my house when I was a kid, so... And mostly from my brother, not my parents. You know, my brother's 6 years older than me, and he was the one that was kind of turned me on to all the different kind of music I like. You know, anything from new wave to punk to classic rock to jazz. I mean, basically, it all came from my brother.
See, what it invokes in me, if I really sit down and think about it, is a time that is long past in the fact that right now, and I think this is especially people, baby boomers, we keep asking the question, okay, the majority of the country is frustrated with the situation we're in. The majority of the country wants change. We're no longer on the fringes. We're now in the mainstream. Those of us who feel that healthcare is important, that something needs to be done about it, that of course we need to get out of Iraq, that the S-chip is important and that it's going to be reintroduced again in the House. By the way, Congressman Mark Udall has introduced legislation to take away the president's right to declare martial law. But it seems like everybody's scattered and there's no meeting place. And FM radio used to be a meeting place, and it used to be a tribal drum, and it used to be a tribal messenger. And it used to be that you could find out what was going on by listening to the radio, by finding out what was going on in your area by listening to the radio. So they had things like the ride board, where you could get rides to different towns with other people, anti-war demonstrations. News and commentary and analysis. And now, you don't have that anymore. And while most people are on the internet, and that's fine, it isn't the same thing. Okay, do I want to go to this guy Tom in La Jolla? I know exactly where La Jolla is. Tom, it's near San Diego. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go ahead.
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grew up in La Jolla.
Yeah? Grew up in Tustin.
Oh, good for you.
I thought so.
Surfer?
I thought so. Well, I don't know. I wasn't too bad.
Okay.
How about you?
No, me either. I wasn't too bad. I wasn't great.
I didn't go to the beach to surf. I went to the beach to look for chicks. And get high.
Well, I went to the beach to surf and look for chicks.
Okay, so what is the point of your call here this morning?
Well, all right, Jay. Here, I think a lot of what's going on out there, people are worried that, Bush is making some maneuvers here.
Wait a minute. What kind of maneuvers?
I don't know. I saw something last night in the news. He's, like, making a declaration of, he signed something. last night.
Well, yeah, that would be declaring the area a federal disaster area, which most presidents, depending, it doesn't make any difference whether they're Republican or Democratic, would do exactly the same thing.
Okay, but now, Jay, let's backtrack. Let's look what he's declared before. I mean, look at all these things that have been signed in the motion. You know, if there's some kind of a major disaster that threatens the lives of many people, then he can declare martial law, correct?
I think that the law exists for him to be able to try to carry that out. I think he would have a very, very hard time doing it. And now there's legislation being introduced by one of my favorite congressmen that will lift his ability to be able to do that. But he's not declaring martial law in Southern California.
No, but hasn't he set the stage, though, so that if there's any kind of major disaster?
No, he has not set the stage for that. And if you grew up in Southern California, as you say you did, then depending on your age, you've been through this before, and you know that those areas have been declared disaster areas before, which does nothing more but enables those areas to receive more federal aid. It has nothing to do with law and order. Now, you could make the case, and I think some people have made the case, and it's a pretty good one, that there would be more equipment and that there would be more National Guards people available to help out if they weren't in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the fact is that because he declared it a natural disaster area, does not mean that there's any kind of overt conspiracy of any kind going on. You need, if you think that that's what's going on, then my instructions to you would be to find a nice chair to sit in, okay? Make yourself comfortable. Make yourself a hat out of tinfoil and deflect the rays that are influencing your brain.
Wait, hold on, Jay.
No, seriously.
A lot of those rays that would be deflecting my brain would be you.
Well, then you need, you know, but I haven't said that he's up to any hanky panky.
Well, but Jay, I'm getting a little nervous here thinking that.
Well, yeah, you can get nervous. You know what? Hey, get nervous about what?
Well, I'm nervous that this guy is like looking for an excuse to just take over the country.
Why should he look for an excuse to take over the country when he's getting the majority of what he wants anyway? That's number one. And number two, that has nothing to do with the terrible tragedy of the fires going on in Southern California.
No,
I mean, if you think that it does.
They're burning up my home.
Well, if you think that's what's going on, man, then you need to seek medical treatment.
Seriously. I think that fires are burning up San Diego, I need medical treatment?
No. If you think that George W. Bush is going to try to use the San Diego fires or the Southern California fires, because there's fires going on in L.A. too, if you think he's going to use that to try to parlay into some martial law type of situation, then you really need help.
All right. I see your point.
Okay.
I see your point, and I hope that you're right. But
I know I'm right.
The guy just scares me.
Well, he scares most of us. But the fact is that that's not what he's up to there. And so, you know, don't act like the people who watch Foxaganda who post all this, you know, illogical stuff on their website about what's going on. Don't play into that. And I hope your home will be safe. And I'm glad you called. I hope you'll call again.
Okay, Jay.
All right.
All right. Later.
All right. I'll see you one and raise you one. 6:38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right. Looks like we're starting to stack up on that north side of town. We've got speeds in the 20s. Headed down southbound I-25 from 120th toward 84th. Pretty much the same for eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. And we've got slowdowns now on 225, pretty much both directions extending from Parker. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny day with a warm temperature of 78. Right now, fair and 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 great designs starting at 29 cents.
Millions of Americans are addicted. It starts as a flirtation, then ends up an unbreakable habit. Your every waking thought is, I need it. Don't let freeway frenzy take over your life. Please, do not log on.
Freeway Ford asks that you not go to winmyedge.com because you could win a new Ford Edge, and that would be really bad.
Decades ago, one woman had the gift to bring back the voices of the dead. A gift so powerful, she was an official advisor to Queen Elizabeth. Now, her granddaughter has inherited the gift. Her name? Lisa Williams, the only woman known to bring the spirits of the dead to life right in front of family members.
So he came here to feel that happiness again.
Lifetime presents Lisa Williams, Life Among the Dead, together with America's Psychic Challenge, tomorrow starting at 9, 8 central on Lifetime.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
PR, $14.99 do it signing plus tax tag and license with approved credit. Negative equity applied to new loan balance.
If you currently own a 2001 through 2006 car, truck, or SUV, pay close attention. You may be paying too much. The Go Automotive Group announces a payment recall. All 17 Go showrooms are authorized to place you into a car, truck for $179 a month. Shop all the major brands. Chevy, Honda, Ford, Buick, Chrysler, Jeep, Nissan, Toyota, and more. You'll see your low monthly payment up front on the Go Smart Choice. $179 a month. The Go Automotive Group payment recall is going on now. To see if you qualify for the payment recall, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Click GoCarsAndTrucks.com or visit your nearest Go showroom immediately.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Trying to keep this hour on track. I always get sidetracked by myself and by you and by everybody else. 6:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today 78. Good morning. Good to have you along. See, now I'm tempted to ask if there's anybody out there who really believes that these fires in California, in Southern California, if there's some conspiracy behind these fires. I'm really tempted to ask any of you.
We thought the Al-Qaeda operative or Al-Qaeda terrorists maybe doing it was quite a theory, but now the Bush operatives starting the fires.
Well, it's hooked into Blackwater somehow. That was another one that was floating around yesterday.
Now, they're clearing ground for their new headquarters.
Yeah. Now, I think you could call up and I think you could make a case that, okay, insufficient National Guard, insufficient equipment because stuck in Iraq. And the story that was in the Orange County Register that was talking about it. And the Government Accounting Office, which was also talking about this. The Government's Accountability Office of Congress, a nonpartisan auditor, issued stark warnings earlier this year about the administration's plans to fight fires. Now, you can talk about that, but does anybody think that there's any kind of weird stuff going on here over this? Yeah, do I have any takers on this at 303-713-7600? In other words, there are people out there who believe, and they refuse to. Well, see, I don't want to get off the wrong track with anybody. Well, since when has that bothered me? But maybe I'm going through one. Maybe I'm going through one of these days today where I just want to kind of get through the show. But I know that there are those of you out there who believe. You believe in your hearts, and you have every right to your beliefs. That 9/11 was an inside job, even though I don't believe in that. Yes, I've seen loose change and all that stuff, but I still. Okay, but is there anybody out there and I know the phones are notoriously blank here. Is there anybody out there who believes that this was some kind of inside job? Or was this a case of something that has happened in California historically and in the West historically, where the fires get started by a combination of accident and fire bugs? People who are attracted to setting fires. Now, I think you can also make the case that the conditions are unusually dry and that there are problems and that that may be and could be linked into global warming. Okay, I think you can make, probably reasonably draw that case. Matter of fact, we're going to have somebody on after 7 o'clock that's going to talk about that. But I'm talking about black bag, wet work, any kind of term you want to use, kind of stuff going on that started this fire. And then if that's the, if you believe that that's the case, then what would be the advantage to doing this? What would be kind of the advantage? See, I think it's easy to believe this, particularly if you watch Fox and you got people like Ducey and the rest of those folks over there who are floating around that four-year-old memorandum and are trying to hint at terrorist attacks, and that, oh, that news reporter who has no credibility said, well, you know, I talk to people every day, and then it turns out, well, the people he's talking to are not experts, they're just people off the street, they don't have any inside information, and then taking comments off a blog, what does that say? I mean, there's a significant amount of the populace, I think, out there that really are candidates for tinfoil hats. Don't you think? All right, 303-713-7600. Then I'm going to get to the next hour after we're done talking to the guy about global warming. Then we'll get to the politician and the UFO. Here's James in Fort Collins. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is Jay?
Yeah, turn your radio down, man, and go ahead.
What's going on there, Jay? Hey, I just got two issues that I'd like to speak on. One, I don't believe in the conspiracy theory as far as the California fires are going on, but I do. I can kind of believe the other, or not believe, but I feel the other drivers on this, or the other callers onto something. You know, Bush might be up to another one of his antics. You know.
What kind of antics would he be up to on this when he's just doing what other presidents have done?
Right, but then he might turn around and try to say that the fires were started by some type of terrorist group, and that's why we need to give him this what is it, $46 billion, $56 billion, or $52 or $42 for the war.
But it's already been substantiated though publicly that's not the case of what went on.
Oh, okay, all right. And another thing, I agree with you, Jay. I feel the Dems need to quit apologizing and fight for what they believe in. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and it just seems like that they're constantly apologizing about petty stuff, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I agree. I don't think Stark should have apologized. I'll tell you what, I got a cut. I'll play it later on in the morning. I got a cut of Dick Durbin taking a good shot at Tom Tancredo, and then it makes me wonder, okay, how long is it going to take for Dick Durbin to turn around and say, well, I'm sorry I did that to my colleague?
Oh, I know. I see it damn near every night. They're apologizing about something, you know, and those Republicans, they haven't apologized about nothing. Nothing, and they're the ones that screwed up.
Yeah, I agree,
man. And
none
of them apologize, and they stand on what they do. Whether they do right or wrong, they stick together.
Yeah, I listen, I'm with you. James, thanks, man. Have a good drive to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let me go to Nate in Denver. Nate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, I don't particularly believe that Blackwater is involved in San Diego or whatever, but my point is that the country is so, or the president is so insincere that the whole country is just not sure what's going on. We don't know if we're getting wiretapped. You hear this all the time. And I, you know, you call someone on the phone, you think anyone's listening. It's just the mentality is out there now that no one trusts anybody. I mean, no one feels comfortable trusting the government. I mean, who really knows what's really going on? I mean, the whole thing is just in such a mess because of this loser of a president we have that you know, it's all gone to, you know.
Yeah, I think that's really a good point. And also the fact, you're right, trust in the government's at an all-time low. And it's at an all-time low for two reasons. One, gross mismanagement. And then the other thing is, yeah, it's been turned into an evil, dirty word, and it's been beaten up for years now, and the public pretty much looks at it and says, And then, you're right, you got stuff going on there where you're told one thing, and then it turns out that it's something totally different, so you can't put any faith in anybody because you don't have any idea who's telling the truth.
So where do you go? It's like no wonder conspiracy theories are off the wall, you know.
I don't know where you go. I wish I had an answer.
Right.
I mean, I guess all you can do is just kind of like try to stay as informed as you can and use some common sense. That's all you can do, and then just hope that in the coming years we can restore trust.
And it's, I mean, after lie after lie after lie after lie, I mean, war based on lies, my God. I mean, geez.
Oh, I know it. I know.
It's like, I mean, where's anyone supposed to go? I mean,
I don't know.
Like, now everyone thinks, well, everything out of his mouth is a lie, so what's really going on? And like,
I don't know.
You know, it's just, I think, you know, that's the bizarreness that has occurred.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And talk show hosts are supposed to have all the answers, but I'm sitting here telling you I don't have them. I'm in the same situation you're in. Where do you turn? Who do you believe? What is the story here? I don't have, but still, you and I got to remain rational and not get crazy and entertain, like, weird theories, like some kind of, you know, weird, you know, space laser beam operated by the CIA started the fires or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Nate. Have a good day, man.
I don't think it was. I think it was the underground Adam.
Yeah, Adam Smasher that did it. Take care, man.
All right.
All right. Well, you know what he says? That's pretty tragic if you think about it. But he's right. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thank you, Jay. Overall, not a bad ride. We did have one early morning crash. Looks like it's still affecting southbound Sheridan at US 36 there in Westminster. But other than that, we've just got busy conditions around town, including eastbound T-470 now as you cross Littleton between University and Quebec. Same for westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Weather outlook, expect a mostly sunny day. We're going to get some breezes. Looks like a high of 78. Turning cooler by tomorrow, though. We're going to see a low temperature of 41 tonight, and right now fair skies in 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to...
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Why is Bush trying to colonize the world? I don't want to be treated like a terrorist at the airport. And that's why I listen to it.
I listen to
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Want to test drive a new Mercedes minus the pressure? Be a part of Test Drive Wednesdays. You do the test drive. You do the radio and website reviews for high-end vehicles from Denver area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Sign up at TestDriveWednesdays.com.
With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom ensures you'll always have the world's most up-to-date maps. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling GPS device? TomTom. Go confidently.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Conspiracy theories and the fires in Southern California. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today is really going to be nice. High today going to be 78 degrees. By the way, somebody next hour is going to win $760. He's going to have a chance at $760. It's the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. If you're not entered in to try to win this thing, go to am760.net. Plus, you can also email us at am760.net. And plus, you can get podcasts at am760.net. I mean, you've had enough torture after 4 hours of this show, then you can get more. 303-713-7600. We're talking about weird theories and ideas about the San Diego fires, and I just wonder if there's anybody out there that thinks it's some kind of like weird conspiracy, and you want to admit to it. Don't hold back. I won't ridicule you. I might laugh, but I'm not going to ridicule. Here's Jody in Boulder. Jody, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. Listen, I'm a Colorado transplant. I grew up in California.
Mm.
And I was there this past weekend. My sister-in-law passed away, and I was just astounded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. I was astounded by the amount of construction. When I was growing up, you could drive up and down I-5, and it was Irvine Ranch, and there were rolling hills and the Coastal Sage Scrub community, and it was beautiful. It was green. Now you drive down I-5, and it is building after building after building after building after building after building. The only space down I-5 anymore towards San Diego, any open space, is basically Camp Pendleton.
Yep.
And there's the only reason, there's no conspiracy theory here. Whenever a Santana wind or a Santana wind system sets up, the crazies come out of the woodwork. And generally speaking, in those types of situations, we end up with people who, you know, disgruntled firefighters who aren't getting enough work. Or you end up with somebody who is totally asinine and does not use the ashtray in their car and puts a cigarette out the window. So then you've got these uncontrollable fires, and, you know, we're already stretched slim as it is. And the population in California is just ridiculous. And when houses are stacked one on top of the other, you're going to lose homes. You're going to lose businesses. You're going to lose a lot of those things simply because of how close everybody is together. There's no conspiracy to it. I mean, it's just simple fact.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And there's never any discussion anywhere, really, of any kind of control of population or sprawl or the side effects of too much building or overbuilding.
Exactly.
And I also go back to the days when there was no Irvine, California. It was basically the Irvine Ranch owned by Joan Irvine.
Exactly.
And her family and all of that stuff. And now, you're right. I was just there this summer, and it's all gone.
Yep. Irvine Ranch is completely gone. El Toro Marine Base is gone. All that stuff is gone. There's nothing open anymore. They've built, you know, toll roads.
Right.
And they're not taking into consideration the fact that California mostly is desert. And all the water that we pull in either comes from, you know, the aqueduct, which is obviously siphoned from other places, or it comes from the Colorado River. Well, come on, guys. Hello.
You're right.
In a drought situation, you know, you're in a drought situation, you don't build more homes and invite more people to come live in your area.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, it was Mulholland that engineered and pumped in all that water. I mean, that's where Mulholland Drive comes from.
Yep.
And it was his idea to take this little desert town and turn it into something. And
right.
And you're right. They're essentially sitting out there on a desert, and the growth there is unbelievable. And I'll tell you, the other place that the growth is unbelievable, I marvel at how the hell they're going to get electricity and how the hell they're going to get water, is Las Vegas. Look at the Las Vegas area.
I know. They're primed for a whole nother set of disasters in that particular situation. But, you know, it does lean back to your whole theory on global warming, too. Too many people in one place. You know?
Well, see, my feeling about global warming is that, I said it yesterday, okay, the Earth's an envelope, right?
Yep.
And the envelope's too full.
Yep.
Okay, but we never want to have that discussion. We don't want to have a discussion about, hey,
no.
Don't go out and have 5 kids, buy a Prius, turn around to me and you, and say, I'm having a green moment, when your kids, their carbon footprint is going to be bigger than the carbon footprint that you and I will raise within our lifetimes.
Right. Well, I come from a family of 18 kids. I have 12
18?
Adopted.
18?
Yeah, I have 12 adopted siblings. But I will tell you this, Jay. My father did teach me an appreciation of vehicles, and I did grow up loving cars and working on cars and all those things. But now I drive two diesel vehicles, and they both run on biodiesel. I don't run on gasoline.
Well,
I don't run on any of those things.
Well, you're just you're miles ahead of the rest of us. Jody, great call. Hope you're calling
again. You take care, Jay. Have a great morning. Hope you get some lucid callers.
You got it.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Well, I just got one. It was you. Okay. Global warming? We'll talk about that. And do you believe in UFOs? And if I said I believe in UFOs, would you vote for me for President of the United States?
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Friends, this should allow firefighters to make more progress. Some fires near Los Angeles are now fully contained. The fires have destroyed more than 1,500 homes. I'm Steve Futterman in San Diego. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Sanctions Secretary of State Rice is announcing right now will tighten the screws on Iran. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that.
They will be unilateral sanctions, broad and wide-ranging, the most punishing since the sanctions imposed on Tehran for the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in 1979. The Washington Post quotes one senior administration official as saying they are needed because despite diplomacy, Iran has not changed its behavior, and the country's Revolutionary Guard will be designated as a proliferator of weapons of mass destruction. The Quds Force as a supporter of terrorism. It has been accused of supplying weapons in Iraq. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Police have been questioning a person of interest in connection with a shooting at a middle school football game in Saginaw, Michigan. One teenager took a slug in the neck. Another teen and two adults were grazed.
We heard two small pops. We thought they were firecrackers.
It went off like clockwork. Discovery Shuttle Commander Pamela Melroy guided the ship to a smooth docking with the International Space Station within the past half hour.
This is Mission Control Houston. Docking confirmed of the Space Shuttle Discovery to the International Space Station at 7:40 a.m. Central Time.
Discovery arriving.
Federal officials have confirmed an unusually high number of cases of a rare blood cancer near an old toxic waste dump in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. But WYOU-TV's Joe Holden says they weren't able to tell people who live there much more than that.
Most are leaving here a little bit upset, a little confused, and mostly frustrated because they have no suspect and what is making them sick.
One local doctor accuses the government of downplaying the danger. World Series Game 1 was all Red Sox. They trounced the Rockies 13-1 for the hometown fans in Boston.
This appears to be minor league playing versus major league. So if that tells true, we're in a happy place.
Less than a week after it blamed loan losses for a sharply lower third quarter profit, Bank of America is cutting 3,000 investment banking jobs. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Okay, listen. You hear that? That, my friend, is the sound of the future. Yep, the extended range electric car is coming. It's the concept Chevy Volt. And all those engineering students who got straight A's in physics, they're designing the batteries right now. Think about it. Up to 40 miles a day without a drop of gasoline. Now, this assumes a fully charged battery and actual mileage may vary. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more, use less.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado's right-wing xenophobic congressman Tom Tancredo coming in for a withering attack on the floor of the U.S. Senate. It came from Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin after Tancredo tried to sic the feds on three college-age immigration activists.
Yesterday I had a press conference with three of these young people. The congressman from the state of Colorado sent out a press release arguing that these three young people should be arrested in the United States Capitol. Of course, he didn't take the time to determine that they are all here now with the understanding, disclosure, and approval of our legal process.
Durbin's backing a measure that would grant citizenship to young illegals who complete high school and college. As usual, Tancredo's office had no comment. Federal regulators, for some reason, continuing their legal efforts to block Whole Foods' half-billion-dollar takeover of Boulder-based rival Wild Oats, despite the fact the deal closed in late August. FTC says there's still time to remedy the acquisition's anti-competitive effects. And the Red Sox 13 runs, the most ever by one team in a World Series opener and the biggest victory margin in their 13-1 victory over the Rockies last night in Beantown. They go at it again this evening. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like problems for your southbound I-25 commute through Thornton and North Glen. If it wasn't bad enough, we now have a three-vehicle crash off on the right shoulder near 92nd. Expect to hit those delays at about 120th Avenue. Also have a wreck out in Golden. Watch out for it. Westbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be a nice one with lots of sunshine, some breezes, and a high of 78. Right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop into your local Dick's Sporting Goods store today and keep the momentum going with Colorado Championship t-shirts and hats. Dick's is your number one choice for baseball championship merchandise. Keep the momentum going all season at Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We need a storm door.
What?
We'll be more energy efficient, lower bills.
Wow, how did you get so smart?
You know, I read, talk to people.
Yeah, like to the neighbors who just got one?
Maybe. Yes, okay, yes.
Right now, get guaranteed installation on Anderson storm doors for just $57. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid on Anderson branded storm doors through 10/31/07 and U.S. only. Additional charges may apply. See store for details and license numbers not available in all areas.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, there's no place I'd rather be than right here with you. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, really going to be nice. High today, 78 degrees. Call in sick. Don't go to work. Let's all meet. Let's all meet somewhere. We'll go to large marches and have cheesesteaks and hang out. All right. Coming up in a few minutes, somebody's going to get a chance to win $760 in our Extreme Makeover White House Edition. If you want to get in on this, and a chance to grab some free cash, what you need to do is go to am760.net. And you'll see right there where you can click in and you can sign up. You can also email us at am760.net. Plus, on top of that, you can get podcasts of previous shows. I don't want to politicize the fires in Southern California, but the lack of rain has contributed to these fires, says our guest Dan Weiss, who is a senior fellow at the Director of Climate and Director of Climate Strategy for the Center for American Progress. And this is just a sign of things to come in the future. You can check out his work at AmericanProgress.org, and let's talk to him about this. Dan, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jay.
Now, I was saying earlier, I've been saying the last couple of days, I mean, I grew up in Southern California. There's a lot of people out there who grew up in Southern California. We remember this being fire season, that this kind of stuff goes on. As a matter of fact, now there's a fire reported that's started near Palm Springs, California. So we know that this happens, but how does this tie in with the idea that the Earth is getting warmer?
Well, here's how it works.
As it warms, there's going to be more drought. Drought means drier brush, shrubs, and trees, which make them more susceptible to damage from insects and which makes them even more susceptible to damage from fire. So fully hydrated foliage would be less vulnerable to, say, embers jumping from a forest fire than the dried-out version. And, in fact, the Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported earlier this year, before the California fires, that, quote, warmer summer temperatures are projected to extend the annual window of high fire ignition risk. North America will very likely will continue to suffer serious loss of life and property, unquote. Now, that's from a collection of thousands of scientists that have been studying global warming and its impact for years.
Well, see, this is what I remember happening. I remember that we would always get caught in this kind of vicious catch-22, which would be that it wouldn't rain, that it would be extremely dry, that the fires would either be set two ways. One, by somebody having, you know, some kind, there'd be some kind of an accident. For instance, this one we know, part of it around the San Diego area, was set by down power lines. I remember one of the big fires that went on there was set by a guy operating a bulldozer in the hills, and the spark touched off the flame, and it got out of control. But the catch-22 that they're always going to get into, and they're going to have it again this year, which is when these fires are finally put out, when they're under control and finally put out, and you know what? We're probably going to be hearing about this way into November before they get these hot spots finally taken care of. Then what's going to happen is, when it starts raining in Southern California, you're going to have mudslides, you're going to have flooding, you're going to have flash floods, gully washes, all this stuff is going to go on. So this has been the norm. But what you're saying here is because the Earth is heating up, the end result is that the cycles are just going to get, what, they're going to get more and more vicious? Or
the fires are likely to occur more frequently and with greater ferocity. And here's some more bad news. Normally, shrubs, foliage, and trees absorb carbon dioxide, the primary pollutant responsible for global warming. But when these ignite and burn, they actually add more carbon to the atmosphere. So not only do you lose something that absorbs carbon, but you're actually increasing your load of pollution, which is then only going to speed global warming. Ultimately, what we need to do is to, as promptly as possible, to reduce the emissions that cause global warming. That's going to be the ultimate solution to reduce the growing risk of horrible wildfires.
7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking obviously about the fires in Southern California. Dan Weiss is with us, Senior Fellow and Director of Climate Strategy at the Center for American Progress. What about the idea? I had an environmentalist tell me this, and I've been talking about it on the air for a long time, and it's never brought up. What about the idea that the Earth is an envelope, and that simply through population we're pushing at that envelope, and that, you know, basically people who think that they're doing, like, the green thing, well, it turns out that they've got two or three or four kids, and those kids, their carbon footprints are going to be huge over their lifetime. So really what they're doing is they're negating their own efforts at going green. And why isn't there any discussion about population control?
We believe that you can have a growing economy and a growing population and reduce global warming emissions all at the same time. It's not a question of either or. In many cases, we have the technology to reduce our emissions, but we do not use it to the extent that we can. Take, for example, fuel economy. Right now, the auto companies have off-the-shelf technology that they could use to make an SUV go get 35 miles per gallon. But they don't use that equipment, and they don't put it on the cars because it'll cost a little bit more, even though the owner will more than recover the extra cost over time with lower gasoline prices. So that's where government comes in. That's why we need to pass an energy bill that has a 35-mile-per-gallon fuel economy standard and that has a renewable electricity standard that requires 15% of our electricity come from wind and solar. Colorado already has its own similar program and other measures in order to use what we have much more efficiently that will help our economy grow and that will help offset the increase in emissions from an additional people.
A lot is said about automobiles. Automobiles contribute what, one-third?
A little bit less than that. They contribute about 22% of our total carbon load in the U.S. The biggest source is coal-fired power plants, which contribute about 30%.
Okay, but I don't hear much discussion about coal-fired power plants. I mean, I do from people like you, but I don't ever hear it basically from the general public. What I always hear about is automobiles. I don't hear about that other part. I mean, are we willing to come to grips with that part too?
Well, yes, we are. As you know, Colorado has a program that would require, I believe, 20% of its electricity to come from wind, solar, and other renewable resources. That will replace power from coal-fired power plants that reduce a lot of carbon dioxide and also help be able to pick up some of the demand, the increase in demand as Colorado's population grows. So, yes, a lot of state governments are addressing this, but we need to do this at the federal level as well. In fact, Mark Udall, your local congressman, was the author of the federal bill to get 15% of all electricity nationwide from wind, solar, and geothermal, and that's right now pending. We hope it'll be in the final energy bill that gets passed towards the end of this year.
What do you say to these folks that just deny global warming exists, that they just say that the Earth's been going through this heating up, cooling down cycle for hundreds of thousands of years, and that this is just natural, and that people who feel that there's global warming, that they're just alarmists?
Well, those people are in a vast minority, and I'm willing to bet most of them are not scientists, or at least scientists who study the climate. The Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that just shared the Nobel Prize with Al Gore came to the conclusion that global warming is real and there's a 90% likelihood that it's human-caused. And this was research done by hundreds and hundreds of scientists, all peer-reviewed, climatologists, meteorologists, earth scientists, atmospheric scientists. So the scientific evidence is in. And if you look at opinion polls, for the most part, the American people believe that global warming is real and that it's an urgent problem that needs to be solved. There are a vocal few who articulate the views that you just stated, but they're in the minority.
7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the California fires. We're talking about global warming, and we're talking to Dan Weiss, who's a senior fellow and director of climate strategy at the Center for American Progress. You know, Los Angeles this year went, what, about 150, 160 days without any rain? What's the normal rainfall? Do you know what the normal rainfall is for Southern California?
It's relatively modest, but it is heavier than going almost 5 months without rain. And so that made the conditions more ripe for the fire to spread rapidly and more ferociously. And, you know, we're going to see this increasing under global warming. If you look at the southeastern part of the United States, they're under a record drought right now as well. You know from being in the Southwest, there's parts of the Southwest that have been in a drought for over 10 years. These are all things that we predict will happen under global warming. The only long-term solution to these problems to reduce these risks is to reduce the pollution that causes global warming.
You know, the other thing, too, is water. Let me touch on this one last subject here. Water is also becoming a problem. Available water is becoming a problem.
Yes, there was just a big story in the New York Times magazine this past Sunday about that, focusing on Aurora, Colorado, and all the efforts they're making to deliver water to people. Again, it's a question of what are our priorities? There are ways to use that water much more efficiently than we currently do, and it's going to always be cheaper, always be faster, and it will always be easier to use less of something, whether it's water or energy, than to go find a raw source and try and use that. the story, you know, details all the great steps Aurora's going to pipe water in from the Platte River in Nebraska. And that those sorts of efforts are going to be what's necessary. What we ought to really be doing is looking first, how can we use this resource more efficiently? We've got the technology. We've got the know-how. We need the political will to do it.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is getting the political will to do this and facing up to it. You know.
The people are ahead of the politicians on this one.
Yeah, they are.
Look at Colorado. You passed in 2004 a renewable electricity standard that there were some Colorado politicians opposed. Yet the people passed it, and it was so successful that then the legislature increased the goal because you guys were meeting the goal so quickly. So a lot of times the people are ahead of the politicians. We need the politicians to act. Fortunately, there are people like Mark Udall who are leaders and trying to get a lot of stuff done, like getting a national renewable electricity standard. We need other politicians to come along. Interestingly enough, your senior senator, Wayne Allard, although he's chairman of the Senate Renewables Caucus, opposes a renewable electricity standard.
Oh, natural.
Even though Colorado has one and it's working there, even though it wouldn't have much impact on Colorado because you already have your own standard, Senator Allard opposes it.
Let me tell you something about Senator Allard. He's a veterinarian, but I'm going to tell you right now, he couldn't inject the rear end of a dog if you painted it day-glow orange. He couldn't find it. And he's a incumbent, and he's going to be gone. And the next senator here is going to be Congressman Mark Udall, who's going to be Senator Mark Udall. And then we're really going to have a friend in Washington about the environment, and we're going to really be in a position to get some stuff cooking. Hey, Dan, I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks a bunch, and thanks a bunch for your expertise and your info, and look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later. There's Dan Weiss from the Center for American Progress. And yeah, things have always been chancy out there as far as the environment goes. Now it's just worse. I mean, we're just going to have to come to grips with this stuff. Okay, coming up, I'm going to give a chance for somebody to win $760. Then I want to get into this. I've been holding on to this story for 2 days, okay? And that is, we got somebody running for the presidency who says not only did he see UFOs, but they talked to him. Yeah, that's right. He saw them, but they talked to him. Now, would you vote for this person? Would you really? Come on. I wonder. Bye.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Decades ago, one woman had the gift to bring back the voices of the dead. A gift so powerful, she was an official advisor to Queen Elizabeth. Now, her granddaughter has inherited the gift. Her name, Lisa Williams. The only woman known to bring the spirits of the dead to life right in front of family members.
So he came here to feel that happiness again.
Lifetime presents Lisa Williams, Life Among the Dead, together with America's Psychic Challenge, tomorrow starting at 9, 8 central on Lifetime.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
M Machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Break?
Just Break.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. By the way, I didn't bring this up to Dan Weiss, and I should have brought it up. There's an article in the New York Times today. Check this out on the New York Times website. Climate change testimony was edited by White House. Go look that up. Oh, I sound like Limbaugh doing that, don't I? Because I was listening to him yesterday and like listening to him harshly whine away about some damn thing. Okay, look. We've had discussions about this before on this show. I know that automobiles is a dirty word. And a lot of people would say to me, well, how can you endorse global warming? How can you believe in that idea? And yet, you're on the air and you're talking about buying cars. Well, look, until we figure some way out of this fossil fuel situation, we have to have cars. I mean, hey, you've got to have them to get around. Yeah, okay, there's some of you out there who can ride bikes. There's some of you who can take mass transportation. But there's a lot of you that you just can't do it. I mean, John and I can't do it. We come to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. We just can't do it. So you got to have a place to go to be able to get a vehicle, a place you can trust, and a place you can afford, and something that fits your needs. And Rocky's Autos is that place. Now, I've talked about the selection out there before. Matter of fact, I talk about it almost every day, about the huge selection of clean late model, previously on cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. You want a gas sipper? You want something for the family? Whatever it is you want, Rocky's Autos has got it, and they got it nailed. You want decent people to deal with? Tom and Marv Al Shear are my lifelong friends. So is Colby Harris. So is Spanky Herrera. So is Isabeth out there. Julie, all of the folks who work out there, Johnny Mays, Gerard Menard, and the Kevin in the shop. I mean, these guys are all my friends. And I've shopped there. You know that. I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Mary has shopped there. We love it. We send our friends there. So Rockies is definitely the place to go. Right now, fossil fuel. Right now, save money. Right now, get gas zippers. Get all kinds of vehicles. Get them at Rocky's Autos. They're open tonight until 9. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
With its exclusive MapShare technology, TomTom ensures you'll always have the world's most up-to-date maps. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling GPS device? TomTom. Go confidently.
3, 2, 1. I ask Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
Okay. You know, there's nothing I like better than getting in trouble with management. But there's something I like even better than that. And that's giving management and the company's money away. I like that. Want to win $760? You can. In the Extreme Makeover White House Edition. And right now, I'm looking for Christy Heltmach. Christy Heltmach. H-E-L-T-M-A-C-H. So it could be Heltmach, too. Christy Heltmach, or Heltmach. Of Parker, Christy. Anybody in Parker know Christy? Call her, tell her. We're calling her name. Christy, you've got 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760 and claim your prize of $760. Christy Heltmach. I'm going to go with that. Of Parker, 7 minutes and 60 seconds from now to call 303-631-2760 and claim your $760 prize. Now, only Progressive Club members can win, so register right now by clicking on the Extreme Makeover White House Edition link on the front page of am760.net. All right, Christy, come on. We'd like to give that money away, especially if that money's not ours. Right, John?
I'd like him to give that money to me.
Well, yeah, okay, but you're
I think
not,
I'm excluded, though. I can't win contests.
You're not qualified. So, Christy, call up. Come on, Christy. We like to give money away. We love to go into the powers that be and say, "Oh, hey, we had a winner today," and they look at us like, "Huh? You mean we got to cut another check? Oh yeah, we're out to drain the entire bank account." 27 minutes after 7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Okay, I mentioned this a little bit. I don't know if it was yesterday that I mentioned it, or maybe I mentioned it the day before. But this calls for a total discussion. This calls for a total discussion. Because I know there are a lot of you out there who support this guy. Now, I don't, but I know a lot of you do. So let me read this story to you. And I want to get your opinion. Okay, and this comes from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, too, by the way. In Shirley MacLaine's new book, the actress and longtime friend of Dennis Kucinich makes an interesting claim. During a visit to her home in Washington State, Kucinich said he saw a UFO and heard messages from it. Quote, "Dennis found his encounter extremely moving," McLean writes. The smell of roses drew him out to my balcony, where when he looked up, he saw a gigantic triangular craft silent and observing him. He had hovered soundless for 10 minutes or so and sped away with a speed he couldn't comprehend. He said he felt a connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. Okay, what's your reaction to this at 303-713-7600? What is your reaction to this? This guy's running for the presidency of the United States. Now, I'm not ridiculing him and making out to be a lunatic. I'm just asking you what your reaction is to this. And my reaction is, okay. Dennis, were you smoking something? Had you ingested something? What's going on here? Because I hear all of the, there are radio shows that are on in this country. One of them is with George Norrie, and Art Bell was his predecessor, and that's they would sit on the air at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and talk about this kind of stuff. And I just never totally bought it, okay? I just never totally bought it. And most of the people I've ever talked to who claim that they have ever been abducted, communicated to, or they have seen flying saucers, I always find them to be less incredible. Yeah, I've been to Roswell and that whole thing. Now, you can also make the claim that Shirley MacLaine is, like, out there, and that maybe she's not telling the truth about Kucinich, but Kucinich's campaign and congressional offices would not return calls or would not return emails to comment on this story. So certainly if the story wasn't true, why didn't somebody from the Kucinich camp stand up there and go, okay, well, it's not true. But let's suppose it is, because there are a lot of you out there, I think, who believe that there are UFOs. I just don't happen to be one of them. I'm basically one of these guys that I believe what I see type people. But I know people who have seen strange lights in the desert. I've spent a lot of time in the desert. But communicating to you and giving you orders, finding the sighting of a UFO extremely moving at a speed he couldn't comprehend. He said he felt a connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. This is something that I would expect to hear from George W. Bush. No offense, I don't want to be beating George W. Bush up, but it's something I would expect to hear from him, right? Well, here's why I decided to bomb Baghdad. Here's why I decided to bomb Tehran, because I was sitting in the Oval Office and God came to me. And God said to me, go forth and do this. Now, if he said that, would any of you accept that? Would any of you go along with anybody who would say that? Okay. Would you go along with the idea if the President of the United States stood up and said at a press conference, yeah, okay, I saw a UFO and it talked to me. John, what would be your reaction? In a presidential press conference.
My reaction would be, honestly, it doesn't take anything away from him, in my opinion. I don't even know if I believe Shirley MacLaine in this whole thing. But if he did say he saw a UFO, yeah, I'm going to believe him. And I wouldn't say that I wouldn't vote for him if he did say he saw a UFO. I don't know about the, you know, he talked to him or anything like that.
He talked to him, and by the way, why would Shirley MacLaine lie about this? What would she get out of it?
I don't know. Sell a book.
She doesn't need the money. I mean, seriously, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I was this side of Grand Junction. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I saw a UFO. But wait, there's more. The UFO talked to me.
Well, is that what it really says in the story?
And I got, yes.
That the UFO talked to him?
Yes. He heard directions in his mind. What's that? Okay, if I walked in here like on Monday, next Monday, and said to you, okay, this is what we're going to do on the show from now on. And you said to me, well, wait a minute, where did you get that idea? And I said, well, see, I was on the other side of Grand Junction, and this extraterrestrial told me. Well, what would you do? What would you think of me?
I'd find it a little strange.
Okay, but now we're getting down to it. You know what you'd ask me? You'd say, Jay, how many peyote buttons did you have?
Right. Well, we're not getting what the UFO said to him. And again, this is just coming from Shirley MacLaine.
UFO say anything?
I'd really like to hear what Dennis Kucinich's comments are on it.
He won't comment on it. Why do you think he won't say anything?
I don't know. That's a good question. But, you know, if somebody said they saw UFOs, you know, I don't take away credibility. From what they say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this broadcast for a special presidential news conference. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, my fellow Americans, I was sitting in the Rose Garden last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and a UFO landed, and it talked to me, and it told me, under no uncertain terms should I allow any resident of Tehran to live to see the new year, and therefore I must carry out my duties. What would you say?
I'd think you're a little crazy. But he's not saying that. He hasn't said that the aliens or the UFO told him to do anything specifically.
He didn't disclose it, but it's the idea that the UFO talked to him. What's that movie where the saucer lands in Washington, D.C. with a gigantic robot? Nikto, whatever.
That's a 50s film, right?
Yeah. What's the robot's name?
Nork
or Dork or Bork or I don't know. You know, where he talks to him, Nikto, Kleto, or whatever. Agua, you know, and then the door opens up. This is what I envision.
I don't know what to say. I know how you feel about UFOs and extraterrestrial life. And,
people of the Earth, look to your sun for a warning.
Well, I don't. Jay, you think that we're the only people out there in the universe is maybe a little
egocentric. We there's got to be other people out there. Well, you know what W.C. Fields used to say? If there's intelligent life on other planets, that's a plus sign because there certainly isn't any intelligent life here.
Exactly. There's got to be some smart people out there somewhere.
Come on. All right, we'll go to your calls coming up here. If I don't get abducted by a UFO between now and then, and the UFO talks to me. And it talked to me, and it said to me, Jay, play Elton John. Yes, you got it. Nikto, Garato, Plato, or whatever it is. All right, 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, looks like it's pretty tough up on the north side of town. We've got delays on eastbound I-70 from Wadsworth all the way up to I-25. Southbound 25 still stacked up due to a crash at 92nd. It's off on the shoulder, but traffic speeds in the 30s from 120th all the way down to I-70. Eastbound 270 seeing those backups across Commerce City, and it looks like the Boulder Turnpike is bogging down now between 104th and Federal. Weather outlook today, expect sunny skies. We'll get some breezes. Looks like we'll have a warm day at 78. Currently fair, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapahoe Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later this season. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out arapahoebasin.com. Arapahoe Basin is now open, so get your season pass today.
What issues are important to you?
How many more American kids have to die for a gallon of gas?
I don't want to be told what religion I should practice, and I don't want people making decisions about my body.
I want smarter gun control.
That's why I listen to...
Why I listen
to AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Are you a gearhead?
Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 songs, 2 CDs. Available only at Walmart on October 30th. Or pre-order yours today at Walmart.com. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hard-working Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-801-1745. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for. That's 800-801-1745. 800-801-1745.
Hey mom, there's something in the back room. Hope it's not the creatures from above. You used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb.
Let us send that out to Dennis Kucinich, wherever he is. That's Blink 182, 741, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 78, sunny. Shirley MacLaine in a new book claims Kucinich talked to saw a UFO and talked, and it talked to him. And I want to know, oh boy, I want to know if you'd, well, I mean, does this influence your vote at all? Let's go to Dale in Littleton. Dale, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Good. I'm enjoying the story. By the way, it was called The Day the Earth Stood Still.
What was the name of that robot?
Gort.
Gort.
Yeah, and Michael Rennie played, I believe, Klaatu too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And what was that Michael Rennie said to Gort?
Oh, gosh. I think it was Gort, Nikto, Klaatu, Borat, or something like that. Something weird like that.
Yeah, which is Bush, which is GOP speak for bomb Tehran.
Oh, God, let's hope not. Yeah,
I hope not, too.
As for Dennis Kucinich, I used to live in Washington, and I told John that, and Shirley MacLaine is a little bit out there. She had all kinds of stories in the paper when I was there about her, you know, being kind of nutty and odd. And I'd like to know what Dennis Kucinich's got to say about it. I mean, I think he's trying to figure out what to say about it. I think
how about just coming out and saying it's ridiculous and it isn't true and she must be hallucinating?
I would imagine that's correct, yeah, because, you know, I like a lot what Dennis Kucinich says. He says a lot of things that I agree with. I don't necessarily think I'll vote for him because I just don't think he's presidential material myself.
But my wife
voted for him once.
But why do I think that this fits his character, and why do I think that this is something he would do?
You know, I don't know. You know, I agree with you. I think this is something that he would do. I mean, he sounds like one of those, I don't know, peace and love kind of people. You know, where everything is. Because I watched him in that one debate, and he just sounded, you know, just sincerely out there, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being peace and love, and we could use a big dose of that. But I mean, if somebody who's running for the presidency of the United States tells me that, well, yeah, I was drawn out on the balcony by the smell of roses, I saw this gigantic triangular craft, It hovered for about 10 minutes and then sped away at a speed I couldn't comprehend. And I felt an emotional connection to it in my heart, and I heard directions in my mind. Man, I wouldn't vote for that person.
I agree with you. If he actually does come out and say that, I agree with you. But, you know, in a lot of ways, a lot of the religious right do that in a way, too. They say God does that to us. And I say, okay, that's fine. You know what? If you feel that way faith-wise, that's great. But if they start talking to you and telling you what to do, I get a little worried, no matter who says it, you know?
All right, have you ever had anybody say to you in a serious tone, okay, I mean really meaning it, not being like their bearings out around, saying to you, God talked to me. I heard God's voice.
Yes, I have had that.
Have you?
Yes.
What did you think of that person?
I thought it was a little strange. My dad, for example, when after his wife had died, he kept saying that he could hear her and see her around, and things would get moved without, without him doing it, you know what I mean? And we kind of thought that was a little odd, too. But we accepted what he said because, you know, that's what he believed. I'm pretty gullible. If someone tells me something and he says it sincerely, I will tend to believe him until he proves me to be lying.
Well, I need to be more like you.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe anybody about anything.
Yeah, and that's what got me in trouble with Bush.
All right, Dale, thanks, man.
All right, take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, he was good and honest about it. Let's go to Amy in Lakewood. Amy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. So I was just listening, and I talked with John, too. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, what would we think if George Bush said he got messages from God? Well, he has said that.
And I know, and I think it's a very troubling thing.
Yeah, and so why is that really any different? And of course, also, my comment to John was that, you know, we as human beings are pretty arrogant to think that we are the only life form out there. We're just one little planet out of a whole hemisphere, and I don't know what I believe.
Has anybody ever proven to you that there is other life forms out there?
No, but nobody's ever proven that there isn't. So,
well, yeah, you know, but that's the same as saying, well, if you have nothing to hide, then why do you need the Fourth Amendment?
Well, yeah, I suppose. But I think my feelings are on Dennis Kucinich is that, you know, I hear so many people say he's not presidential material, but really out of all the candidates right now, he's really got the most common sense answers to so many things.
Not if he's talking to UFOs, he doesn't.
Well, but we don't really know for sure whether he's talking to UFOs.
We have the press
going mad on it, and, you know, it's kind of like Monica Lewinsky's dress.
But it's not about Monica Lewinsky's dress. I mean, this is what Shirley MacLaine says. Now, Dennis Kucinich could stop this by coming out and saying, okay, it's not true, but he refuses to comment. I mean, I'm not voting for anybody who talks to God. I'm also not voting for anybody who claims that they have emotional connections to a flying saucer and that the flying saucer gave them directions in their mind. I mean, that's absolutely to me. It's like, why don't you just elect somebody who's sitting in a corner sniffing glue?
Okay, well, here's I don't know whether it was UJ or whether it was Ed Schultz, but a couple weeks ago when it came out that John Edwards was having an affair with somebody, and it was just
that was in the tabloids?
All over.
It was in the tabloids,
It was in the tabloids, and they were talking about it on Air America, and you know, John Edwards came forward and said that it wasn't true. And people were all over him like white on snow that if it wasn't true, he should have just shut up and not said anything about it. He shouldn't have given it.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree with that. I think he was right to speak up. And I think there's a big leap between the National Enquirer and the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. I guess I missed that part. The Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah, the Cleveland Plain Dealer is like a mainstream paper. And you know, here's another thing off the internet, and I don't know if this is true or not, but here it is. Jimmy Carter, ex-president of the USA, nominated 5 times the Nobel Peace Prize in October of '69. Jimmy Carter witnessed a UFO. Well, I mean, had I known that at the time when he was running for election, maybe I wouldn't have voted for him. But nowhere in this report does it say that the UFO ever communicated with him. I mean, Shirley MacLaine's claiming that Kucinich said that it talked to him. That would scare the hell out of me to put anybody in office who has that kind of a feeling.
Well, maybe, you know, but we're just guessing on the whole thing. I'm sure
I don't think,
to be pretty wacko.
I don't think we're guessing on it. I mean, unless he comes out and says it isn't true and he disputes it, then I got to take Shirley MacLaine at her word because I don't have any evidence to counter it. And to me, first of all, believing in UFOs is ridiculous. And second of all, claiming that they're talking to you, you're right. That's just like somebody saying God talked to them. I don't want anybody sitting in the Oval Office that gets messages from UFOs or from God.
Well, yeah.
Don't you agree?
But I would like to hear what Dennis has to say about it. You know, and I wouldn't want to X him out as a candidate because right now he's, like I said, the most kind of right on his ideas of solving the healthcare problem and the war problem. And, you know, maybe it's not a bad thing that he talks to a UFO. I don't know. I mean, maybe the rest of the guys need to go out there and have a dance or something and try.
I don't know. Scares me. Amy, I love you. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. See ya. This is from Craig at AM760.net. I don't have a cell phone, but I had to wait to get to work to email you about the UFO sighting. Jimmy Carter has claimed that he's seen UFOs also. If Dennis is in the same camp as Jimmy, he definitely gets my vote. No, I wouldn't have voted for Jimmy Carter if he had admitted to me that he had seen a UFO. I just don't believe in UFOs. But you know what? Seeing a UFO, claiming you saw a UFO is one thing. Saying you got an emotional connection to it and that it talked to you, it gave you directions, that's like a whole nother deal. Man. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, watch out for those delays now that we have along 225. You'll find those between I-70 and Parker, and same situation on the northbound side from Parker toward Alameda. Eastbound 6 stacked up from Sheridan toward I-25, and we're still dealing with heavy delays southbound I-25, approaching 120th Avenue down to 84th. That was due to an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, expect a sunny day. We'll get some breezes. Looks like a warm day with a high of 78. Tonight, fair and 41, and tomorrow turning cooler with a high of 61. Right now, under fair skies, it's 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 30th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
I will be of retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Example, 07 Chevy Cobalt, number 1093, 72-month buy, 6.9% APR, $1,499 due at signing plus tax, tag, and license with approved credit. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. If you currently own a 2001 through 2006 car, truck, or SUV, pay close attention. You may be paying too much. The Go Automotive Group announces a payment recall. All 17 Go showrooms are authorized to place you into a car, truck for $179 a month. Shop all the major brands, Chevy, Honda, Ford, Buick, Chrysler, Jeep, Nissan, Toyota, and more. You'll see your low monthly payment up front on the Go Smart Choice, $179 a month. The Go Automotive Group payment recall is going on now. To see if you qualify for the payment recall, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Click GoCarsAndTrucks.com or visit your nearest Go showroom immediately.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Thing is, you were born on the wrong planet.
Okay, I have to admit it right here. I have to stop this picking on Dennis Kucinich because, you know, when I was living in the desert near Joshua Tree, I was abducted by aliens and taken to the planet Uranus. 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 78. Shirley MacLaine claims that Dennis Kucinich once told her that he was at her house in Washington, D.C., in Washington State, and the smell of roses drew the Dennis Kucinich out to the balcony, where he looked up and he saw a gigantic triangular craft silent and observing him. It hovered soundless for 10 minutes or so, sped away with a speed he couldn't comprehend. He said he felt a connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. Kucinich's campaign or congressional office would not comment on this. This story's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, by the way. All right, let's go to Den in Weld County. Den, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Den.
Wow. I'm disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
I always thought that there was more of an aspect of an open mind to you.
Stop with this open mind business, because you know what? Everybody has beliefs, and everybody has core beliefs. And this business about, I'm disappointed because you don't have an open mind. You know what? Don't attack me. Attack the subject. Attack the subject, Den. Get on the subject or get off the phone.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the subject. So Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, and so did Dennis Kucinich.
And Dennis Kucinich also got messages from it.
Well, so you ever been in a, I don't know how much, I know you don't believe in Jesus. I'm not a big...
No, you're right, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. You know. But do you believe in some sort of something being bigger than yourself?
Something beyond
you. So it's all human, and then that's it.
I believe that what you see is what you get. I believe that there's a bigger purpose than your own individual purpose, but I do not believe that there is a bigger entity than what's here and now.
You ever seen an atom or an electron?
No.
Well, why?
But I'm sure that using the proper scientific equipment, I could probably see it.
But you've not seen it, though. So, I mean,
well, have you ever seen Jesus?
No.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I believe that he existed as a person.
Well, how do you know? You've never seen him. Because his body's gone. So how would you know?
Good point. I've never seen George Washington either. I've never seen in person Jimmy Carter. I've seen pictures of him.
Well, I've seen Jimmy Carter in person. I know what you're trying to get at, but that's along the same lines of, listen, how about this? There's no gold in Fort Knox.
Ask Richard Nixon. Well, you can't ask Richard Nixon about that anymore, I guess.
You know, or we never went to the moon. They did it in a television studio. Well, how do you...
That's got a borderline for me.
Well, no, it's the same thing.
I remember sitting around my living room, and my mom was calling me to dinner, and I said, Mom, they're landing on the moon. I think in my mind I said freaking moon, but she goes, get the dinner. And I'm like, it was really important to me that they were landing on the moon. I really took it in my heart at that time that they were landing on the moon. What I want to get back to my point, though. So in Shirley MacLaine's statement, you know, what if she had a trellis of roses out in her thing, out in her porch, and he was drawn out there by that, and that's what she said. And he did see this UFO, which, you know, that comes down to a belief that he saw or didn't see it. He believes that he saw it, which, you know, I'm cool with. That doesn't say that he's insane, because other sane people that I've heard from have said that they've seen UFOs. And he had this emotional connection. That's what I was trying to get at with being in a Zen moment and feeling connection with deity, that you feel that the presence is touching you.
When I feel, I you know what?
Hold on, Jake, please. when I'm out in nature, I feel that connection to something beyond me, myself, and
you know what? And you have a right to feel that way, and you have a right to believe that way. I totally, completely reject that. I reject that whole Zen moment business, and I would never vote for anybody who would ever talk about how they have a Zen moment, because maybe they would have a Zen moment to wipe Havana off the face of the planet.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain. Isn't that expensive, time-consuming? You fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Steps are aimed at Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Al-Quds force, as well as three state-owned banks that organizations and individuals will be forbidden from doing business with. Rice said the designation will be a powerful deterrent. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said hundreds of millions of dollars are funneled through international banks each year to fund terrorism. And if you're doing business with one of these Iranian banks, he said, you're doing business with the Revolutionary Guards. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
President Bush is in the air for Southern California to take a first-hand look at the devastation caused by more than a dozen major wildfires. And to let Californians know the rest of the country cares about them.
I will assure the people of California that the federal government will be deploying resources, assets, and manpower necessary to help fight these fires.
Acting Agriculture Secretary Clark Connor says the government has approved an emergency food stamp program for residents of San Diego County.
We, with the state, estimate that it could be about 62,000 residents would be eligible for assistance.
House Ways and Means Chairman Charles Rangel is proposing a $1 trillion plan to repeal the alternative minimum tax and lower the tax burden of most lower and middle income people. The wealthy and some corporations and investors would have to pay more. A report to Congress says the United States doesn't have enough laboratories to test all the people who might be exposed to radiation in the event of a dirty bomb terrorist attack. House Science and Technology Committee Chairman Brad Miller wonders what the government is waiting for.
The fact that we are so poorly prepared for a dirty bomb, which is so obviously a threat, really makes me think that we're not ready for a whole lot more.
In Houston, NASA mission controllers were tickled pink when Discovery Commander Pamela Melroy guided the shuttle to a smooth docking with the International Space Station. The docking less than 2 hours ago made history. It's the first time that women are in command of a shuttle and the space station. If someone says you've got an optimistic glow, it could be true. CBS's Larry Miller explains.
When people think optimistically about the future, a small part of the brain glows with activity, according to research published in the journal Nature. Co-author Tally Sherritt.
The areas that we identified are the same areas that are malfunction and depression.
Sherritt says studies show that stimulating this area in depressed people can be an effective therapy.
In early Wall Street trading, the averages are lower. The Dow Industrials are down about 27 points. The NASDAQ Composite is 13 points lower. This is CBS News.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., number FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Rockies hadn't played a baseball game in 8 days, and it sure showed last night as Boston beat them like a drum, 13-1 in Game 1 of the World Series. These Rockies fans say while a win would have been nice, there's still a lot more baseball left to play.
They've certainly done something and gotten something out of the way tonight.
Don't want them to start off like that. They had a long week, though, to rest, so there's really nothing you can do about that.
What makes me feel like I'm optimistic? Well, I think we've just been doing it all year. Nobody's picked us. We got absolutely zero pressure.
Meanwhile, a Republican state lawmaker is demanding punishment for an official who approved a plan to use the state's emergency response computers to buy World Series tickets. House Minority Leader Mike May sending a letter to Governor Ritter saying it was a serious indiscretion by the head of the Department of Local Affairs, even though the plan was scrapped after it was leaked to the news media. Colorado Humane Society has now closed its animal clinic in Lakewood, laid off vets and other employees amid reports of violations regarding the care of animals. Arapahoe County announcing it's ending its contract with the animal care group. And two Colorado couples say they combined special dates and lucky numbers and came up with a Powerball ticket that won them a $20 million jackpot, the most in Colorado history. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Watch out for some delays. Southbound 225, that's right on the ramp to your southbound I-25 merge there. We've got CDOT working on the ramp, and they did have a right lane block, so pretty bogged down in that area. Northbound 225, heavy between Parker and Alameda. Same for your eastbound routes, including 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, Sheridan toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook expects sunny skies, some breezes, and a high of 78. Right now, fair skies, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new 07 F-150 for only $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So after rebates, get your new 07 F-150 for just $12.9. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We need a storm door.
What?
We'll be more energy efficient, lower bills.
Wow, how did you get so smart?
You know, I read, talk to people.
Yeah, like to the neighbors who just got one?
Maybe. Yes, okay, yes.
Right now, get guaranteed installation on Anderson storm doors for just $57. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid on Anderson branded storm doors through 103107 and U.S. only. Additional charges may apply. See store for details and license numbers not available in all areas.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not reading all these emails from all the UFO people. So, Jay, I can't get through on the phone, but to chime in on the discussion regarding Dennis, you are so out of touch. Obviously, you've never heard of Dr. Stephen Greer and the Disclosure Project. Over 600 military officials have come forth regarding UFOs and how the government is suppressing evidence regarding UFOs. Where's that music, John? Yeah. Dennis is in Truth About UFOs. And if they communicated him through thought process, you can be sure it's true. And it's all about love and peace. This. Both Reagan and Carter talked about and saw UFOs. Well, in Ronald Reagan's case, he saw a lot of things. I mean, this is a guy who once said the blacklist didn't exist. Oh, man. Okay, is that all the stuff?
There's a lot of great instant messages, and please keep them coming at AM760.net. I love
them. Yeah, we love them. They're all funny. Here's one. I tried to call busy lines, but I think we're being a little bit hard on Kucinich. I used to live in Livermore, California, in the mountains. I know exactly where that is. I have to tell you, I've seen some stuff I can't explain. Yeah, me too. Like the actions of this government. It's smart enough to know not to go everywhere talking about it, though. I'm smart enough not to go everywhere talking about it, though. I think if you're running for president or any high position, that kind of thing is better left between you and your family and close friends. You know, that's a really good point. I wouldn't withhold my vote for him on the off chance that he got on the ticket. There are many times I wish we had more open and honest politicians. Weren't there? Wasn't there another senator you would like to visit the planet Uranus? Okay. Anyway, what's Tiger Dave say here? He usually got something good to say. Jay, John, great job. UFOs. You are correct again. I think there are UFOs and the occult and the spiritual world, etc. However, one should never take one's word about this type of stuff. That would really be foolish. One must witness, experience this type of stuff for oneself. Otherwise, it's not real, and one would be just a believer in something else. Carry on, men, Tiger Dave. Thank you, Tiger Dave, our favorite emailer. You rock. Well, Lori says, she sends me another email. You failed to mention the Vatican, dear Joker. Oh, that this doctor had met with the Pope at the Vatican? Oh. Well, okay. And we all know that the Pope is the exact word of God, don't we? All right, let me go back to, he's gone? I asked him to hang on, and he didn't hang on. And if you're just tuning in and wondering what's going on here, in Shirley MacLaine's new book, she claims Dennis Kucinich saw a UFO. Not only that, he also communicated with it, or it communicated with him. And so I'm asking you if that would affect your vote about Dennis Kucinich, who I know is dearly loved by a section of this audience. 303-713-7600, but I wouldn't vote for anybody who said they saw a UFO, or that it communicated with him. And I wouldn't care who it was. And I was debating this guy. Who was I debating? What was his name? Den in Weld County. So, Den, where'd you go, man? I put you in the phones on hold. I wanted to talk to you. Because he accused me of not being open-minded. You know what? Look, talk radio is about having beliefs. It's about having opinions. And it's about often about clashing opinions. So don't get disappointed. I get disappointed in people who say, well, I don't have any opinion on that. What do you mean you don't have any opinion? All right, let me go back to the phones. We got Mark, who's on 36. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Oh, did you hear the news? People are optimists, have better, more brain activity.
Only in a certain part of their brain, not the whole brain as a whole.
Okay, well, part of their brain's more active. Anyway, sorry, random thing from the news while I was waiting.
Not a problem.
Personally, Shirley MacLaine, I know that name somewhere, but I was driving to work, so I couldn't look it up.
Well, I'll tell you who she is. She was the only female member of the quote unquote Rat Pack, which consisted of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and I may have been leaving somebody out. She's an actress, and she is known to be a little out there.
Not just from that, because I don't want to judge on that, but I would just say, quite honestly, she's writing a book. It came from this newspaper you talked about, but it came from her book. So I'd probably take it with probably about a truckload of salt.
Well, then why doesn't Dennis Kucinich stand up and go, okay, well, Shirley's mistaken, and it didn't happen?
You're going to say the same thing. I know you're going to already argue this, but it's that, honestly, if I was him, I wouldn't waste my time responding to it. Because if I said, no, it's not true, you're going to get the people out there, he's just trying to cover it up. Oh, my God. No matter what he says, people are going to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When people say that to you, when you say something's not true and people say, well, you're just trying to cover up and you're not telling us the truth and blah, 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 blah. You know what? At least when you do that, you put a period at the end of the sentence, and then you say to them, forget it, let's move on. It has no relevance. And unless you can prove otherwise, then you're wasting our time, it's hot air, and forget it. You know, there are too many people who run for public office or who are in public life who play that game of, oh, I'm not commenting. No, you have to comment. You have to say something. It's incumbent upon you to say something. And if you don't say something, then you know what? You have nobody to blame but yourself if there are people like me who read this and think, okay, what would Shirley MacLaine's upside be for doing this? Okay, she wants to sell books. But Shirley MacLaine has plenty of money and doesn't need to sell books. That's number one. Number two, you know, is she lying? If she's lying and he's a friend of hers, why would she, okay, why would she take her friend and shove him under the bus?
All right, first one, the money. People always want money. She may not need money, but perhaps she wants money. I mean, remember, we don't need money. She may be rich, but maybe she just wants more. Money gives you that feeling of security no matter how much you have. On the friend thing, as you said yourself, she's been known to be kind of out there. Maybe she sincerely believes this. You know, maybe she does.
Well, if he's her friend, why would she do this to him? Knowing that a good section of the populace would look at him like he's nuts.
Infamy?
She doesn't need to have that for infamy, man. She's a big enough star as it is. She's been in tons of classic movies. Well, you know what? Do you live in Boulder?
No, I live in Montbello. I live in the ghettos.
Oh, okay. Well,
I work in Boulder.
Oh, okay. You work in Boulder? You know what? Do yourself a favor, because it's a real treat, and you'll really enjoy this. Okay?
Okay.
Go by the video station.
Video station. How close is that to...
It's right there on Arapahoe Road.
I have to figure out where. Because I work off Arapahoe in Commerce. So.
Okay, it's right there on Arapahoe Road in Boulder. Go in there and say, hey, what Shirley MacLaine films do you have? And they'll show you all of them. You go and watch them. You see, she's she was in Terms of Endearment. I mean, she's been in a ton of films. She doesn't need to have any infamy. She doesn't need to have her name go down in anything. She's already in the record book. She's already there, and she's already recognized for who she is.
Oh, my God, Jay, me watching a whole bunch of black and white movies, I would be so gay. Oh, wait, I am.
Why? What's wrong with black and white movies?
No, the stereotype. You know, go watch the old Hawk Bending.
Well, I watch them all the time, and I'm not
I'm
gay.
I'm more of an action flick guy.
Well, I watch them all the time, and I'm not gay. So what does that make me? Gay, I guess.
Nothing. It's a stereotype. It means absolutely nothing.
Okay, anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, the other point I was going to bring up is UFO stands for Unidentified Flying Object.
Correct.
Just general, not with him in general. Anything you can identify flying to the sky is a UFO. Does not necessarily mean it's extraterrestrial in origin.
But does it talk to you?
I don't know. Does my toaster talk to me?
Well, if it does, I suggest...
My car talks to me.
Well, if your toaster talks to you, I would suggest you get psychiatric help.
My voicemail talks to me, but that's because it's supposed to.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. If you called me up and said, Jay... And listen, I've had people do this to me before, not here, but I used to get a lot of this, especially when I worked late at night. Okay, people call up, stop talking directly to me. And I'd be like, well, wait a minute. You're sending me secret messages. Oh, yeah, okay. Right. Well, here's your secret decoder ring. Now call me back in the morning.
Those people that have just issues.
Well, okay, so anybody who tells me that they saw an unidentified flying object, and that unidentified flying object, okay, that they had a connection in their heart with that they heard directions in their mind, okay, I think they have issues.
Well, true, but that being
and
said...
I'm not putting him in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
He didn't tell you. Somebody else told you.
Well, unless he denies it, I have to assume it's true.
I just don't go along that thought process, but I guess because I'm a little more optimist.
I don't think it has anything to do with being more optimist. I think it has to do with being realistic and the fact that if somebody says something about you that and it's not true, then you step up to the plate and you say, that's not true. I mean, have you ever had somebody say something about you publicly that wasn't true? And are you going to tell me that what you did was you just went, well, there's no comment? I mean, I've had it done to me a gazillion times, and trust me, I always answer back.
No, you're a little more, you're not much political office material. Neither of us are, because we're too blunt, and that never gets anybody ahead in the political office.
I have too much of my background. That would not be acceptable.
Same here. I was probably to say some stuff.
All right, Mark. Thanks,
hey,
man.
It's been fun.
You're
going
the best.
Back to
see ya. All right, let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, when I first heard you pointing out that you couldn't vote for Kucinich, I thought, unfortunately, me neither once I hear that story. But then I remembered that Joan of Arc actually did save her country, actually did a country girl leading an actual army against the British, of all things. And she claimed that she was able to do it because she heard the voice of angels in the bells. And I'm thinking now, the thing about that Joan of Arc story is it's not just any hero story. It might even be the most dramatic real-life hero that's ever been on this planet. And I have another thought, Jay, about this. America probably couldn't have been founded without the support of the French. And the English had basically conquered France long before you know this happened. They had done it. They had won. And this teenage girl comes out of the countryside, says, I've been inspired by the angels, and they give her an army. If it had been something else, some other kind of leadership that she might have just been good at, but she was actually the strategist. How did she pull it off?
Well, that's not... Have you ever heard of the... And nobody remembers them now, but I remember them. Have you ever heard of the Hutu twins?
No, I haven't.
Okay, swear to God, this is a true story. You can probably Google it and find it. I may have the pronunciation of their name wrong. But the Hutu twins were two little kids that claimed that they were influenced by God and led a whole militia of both child soldiers and also grown-ups. And these two kids had to be, I think, 11, 10 and 11 years old. And I believe the country was Cambodia. And they roamed Cambodia waging warfare against the government and peasants in the countryside. This is post-Pol Pot. And they used as their whole raison d'etre that God had spoken to them. What about Jim Jones? What about Jim Jones who had all those people drink all that Kool-Aid and he claimed he was inspired by God? That he heard God talking to him. In other words, yeah, there are miraculous stories like that, like Joan of Arc. But there's also like a lot of bad stories too. I mean, I anybody who says to me, I don't care what their deal is that God has talked to them or that they're getting communicative messages from UFOs or whatever, I'm sorry. You know, I can't buy that.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
If you have a George Bush saying he heard from God and a Kucinich saying he did, check on the competence of the men. And if they have a trail of good deeds and successful activities, maybe they shouldn't be disqualified. After all, you need Joan of Arc.
I don't care. I don't care what their track record is. I don't care what their deal is. Anybody that tells me that they've talked to God or that they're talking have been communicated to by UFOs and then could turn around and use that as a reason for doing something, then you know what? I'm not putting the leadership of the most powerful country in the world in their hands.
Let me just say in closing, very entertaining show, Jay.
Well, that's a high compliment. I appreciate that.
Well, I feel touched that you do. Talk to you soon, Jay.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Okay, has anybody want to come forward here and tell me that a UFO's ever, that you've ever communicated with a UFO? That'd be number one. And then number two, all right, do you want to tell me that God has talked to you? That you've heard the voice of God? Now, would you vote for anybody who would tell you that they had seen a UFO and that the UFO had communicated with them? And that they formed an emotional bond? I mean, this is not trash Dennis Kucinich time. I think he's got a lot of worthwhile things to say. I just don't trust anybody who's of that vein. I don't care what party they're in. I mean, that's too out there for me. Maybe it's not too out there for you, but that makes me uncomfortable. Because I think the current leadership might tell you that they've talked to God, and God says, eliminate Tehran from the face of the planet. Man, I don't want people in that position. I just don't want people in that position. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, including my heaping helping of
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
120th toward 84th. Weather outlook, expects sunny skies and a high of 78 today. Right now, fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds, 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, this may not be all of you, but it may be some of you. And this is very, very important. And I hope you'll listen to what I have to say and act on it. Act on this because it is very, very important. Now, if you've had significant exposure to smoke or asbestos, you may be a good candidate for a screening for lung cancer. Even secondhand smoke. CT lung screens for early detection of lung cancer work. A CT lung screening at Front Range Preventive Imaging is under $250. That's roughly a fourth of the cost of the same procedure performed at a hospital. Pick up the phone and call them at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. In this day and age, when we talk about cutting down on healthcare costs, in this day and age, when we talk about preventive medicine, and preventive medicine is the key, you can get out in front of so many things. Lung cancer, colon cancer, heart problems, and Front Range Preventive Imaging has got the tools to do it. I did it. Mary did it. I'm telling you, there's nothing to it. And on top of that, you leave there feeling like $1 million, because you know you're fine. And this may even be somebody who you know may fall into this category too. You owe it to your family, you owe it to your community, you owe it to your loved ones to take care of this. Let me give you the number again, 303-443-SCAN, or visit online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Just don't sit there and say, yes, Jay, I'll do it. Please, do it. 303-443-SCAN.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works, but we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves now at your local grocery store or available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at a higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter, We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Dennis Kucinich.
My fellow Americans, I have received a message from the planet Uranus. I mean, that's what it's like. 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 78. Shirley MacLaine is claiming in her new book that Kucinich saw a UFO, that it communicated with him, that he felt a connection in his heart and heard directions in his mind. Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I was thinking about this, that really it all falls under the same category of anthropomorphic delusions. People that have seen UFOs, Bigfoot, religious people. And, scientifically speaking, you kind of have to treat them the same way. I'd be happy to believe in any of that stuff if I was ever given clear, unambiguous, and objective proof. Unfortunately, that's always the problem. It's always some person in a field somewhere saw a UFO, saw Bigfoot, saw Jesus, whatever it is, and there's never any objective, clear, repeatable evidence. By the way, have you ever heard of a magazine called The Skeptical Inquirer?
Yes, I have.
Oh, fantastic. I would recommend it to anybody. To debunk a lot of this stuff. And by the way, to actually prove some of this stuff. They've come out and done experiments and shown that chi and martial arts, that certain types of yoga and that acupuncture actually does, in fact, work.
Well, maybe I should get somebody on from that magazine to talk about this.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Either that or PsyCop. It's the Committee for Scientific Inquiry or Investigation into Claims of the Paranormal. They're based in the University of New York at Buffalo. They include Nobel Prize winners and stuff. I mean, it's really incredible.
Stuff is so bizarre. How can anybody say that a UFO communicated with them?
Well, you know, this kind of stuff has had roots for hundreds and hundreds of years in society. I mean, there was a time when people believed in fairies. There was a time when people believed in immortals, and they actually wrote letters, open letters in Europe, trying to contact people that were immortal and be taken into the immortal, caste and made immortal themselves and stuff. I mean, there's if you look at their history, I mean, there's all kinds of just wacky beliefs, and this is just the latest fad.
So would you vote for a guy who would make a claim like this?
I would say this. I would say first of all, we don't know if he actually did make that claim. It's kind of hearsay. But if he did come out and say that, I would say he would have to make a solemn promise to not allow it in any way to affect any kind of policy or operational decisions. I mean, it's the same thing as somebody that says, oh, you know, God speaks to me. I mean, you know, fine, that's great. It's an accepted anthropomorphic delusion in society. But as long as they don't actually use that as an excuse to change the Constitution. Or, oh, gee, don't we have a guy in the office that's doing that right now?
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Yeah, he's right about that. Carolyn in Longmont. Carolyn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I know that it's highly unlikely that he would get the Democratic nomination, but if he did, would you rather vote for a Republican than Dennis Kucinich?
No, I wouldn't vote for either one.
You just wouldn't vote?
No, I'd vote. But I wouldn't vote for him. I wouldn't vote for either one. I'd either have to vote some kind of a third party and then vote Democratic in the congressional races and the other races, or I'd have to leave that blank. I wouldn't vote for somebody who would ever make a claim that they had seen a UFO and that the UFO had given them directions.
Right.
But I don't think we're ever going to have to cross that bridge, because I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, I think the nominee, whether people like it or not, I believe that the nominee is going to be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So thankfully, we won't have to make that decision.
Probably not.
Okay.
All right. Wondering.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Let's go to. Oh, we gotta. Oh, I could. What is the deal? It won't hang up. Oh, there. Okay, now it did. Operator error. All right, we'll take more of your calls on this, 303-713-7600. I want somebody to call me up and tell me that they have either seen a UFO and it has communicated with them, or I want somebody to call me up and tell me that God has communicated with them and that they've heard God's voice. I'm still looking for that. And I may be looking at it until 10 o'clock. But I want you to call up with a straight face and say, oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I was down in Pueblo. I saw this large triangular object, and it communicated to me. I want to hear that. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, you want $760. Hey, go to AM760.net, click White House Extreme Makeover Edition, and make sure you enter to win, because we give somebody a shot every Monday through Friday at 720, 721 to win. $760 from AM760.net. Okay, no, from AM760 Progressive Talk, but you got to register at AM760.net. All right, I'll get myself out of trouble here. Here's traffic with Gina.
All right, well, we're looking a little bit better, although it's still pretty sluggish southbound I-25 downtown. Thornton, North Glen, although they did get that crash out of the way. And again, as you come into the tech center there from Bellevue back, eastbound C-470, sluggish through Littleton, Lucent Boulevard toward Quebec. And northbound I-25 is going to be heavy for you from the Downing Street Bridge to Alameda. Weather outlook, expect sunny skies, some breezes, and a high of 78. Right now, under fair skies, it's 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hey guys, Fantastic Sam's has what you need to make your day. Fantastic haircuts and their new FS Men's product line will help you care for your hair this
year. From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. Whisk away your loved ones to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. And snowflakes and flowers dance. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. And celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker. Two exclusive performances December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Get more information and purchase tickets at denvernutcracker.com.
Decades ago, one woman had the gift to bring back the voices of the dead. A gift so powerful, she was an official advisor to Queen Elizabeth. Now, her granddaughter has inherited the gift. Her name, Lisa Williams, the only woman known to bring the spirits of the dead to life right in front of family members.
So he came here to feel that happiness again.
Lifetime presents Lisa Williams, Life Among the Dead, together with America's Psychic Challenge, tomorrow starting at 9, 8 central on Lifetime.
Ah, well, I'll tell you who. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, two progressive lawyers who have a ton of experience. They're on the same page politically that we are, and on top of that, they're proud of what they do, and they're good at it. They've got years of personal injury experience. They fight big corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. Their trial lawyers are proud of it. There's nobody better to go to than Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. So, if you're facing a situation, you suddenly find yourself crossways with a big company, or you find yourself crossways with your insurance company, and you don't know who to turn to the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas. Replace worn-out spark plugs and change your air and fuel filters. Head to AutoZone for other gas-saving tips. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone today.
Email from Roger and Buffy in Morrison. Jay, your views on UFOs sound exactly like right-wing wackos who refuse to evaluate the tons of serious scientific on sudden global climate change. The documentation on UFO activity is even more substantial, even more overwhelming than the evidence of sudden global climate change. Just one example out of the millions. An Italian journalist received a Pulitzer Prize for documenting the presence of UFOs in medieval paintings. Well, so what? They were in medieval paintings. A lot of times paintings are fiction. If Shirley's story is true, my vote in the primary has just changed from John Edwards to Dennis Kucinich. Well, all right, you know what, man? That Roger, that's your choice. But I find it really strange that the being on the air on this radio station, that when somebody doesn't have anywhere else to go, that they'll always go down that road. Well, you're just like Rush Limbaugh. You're just like right-wing wackos. No, I'm not like any of those folks. I just don't believe in UFOs. And I've never seen anybody who has ever put on what I consider to be any kind of rational argument about it. Here's Kevin, who says the Bob Dole. Never saw a UFO, but he spoke to God as a teenager. I didn't vote for Bob Dole. I wouldn't vote for Bob Dole. Here's one from Kevin. Hello, Jay. Please retract all of your praise you had bestowed on Jimmy Carter, and then accept what life would be like if he had not become elected president. Also, I'd rather have Dennis Kucinich talking to UFOs than Hillary talking to Rupert Murdoch. Well, Kevin, you know, I'm not going to retract what I've said about Carter. Because what I said about Carter is very, very true. He's done a lot of really great things. But it doesn't mean that I have to go along with it, that he saw a UFO. And the difference between Jimmy Carter and Dennis Kucinich is that Jimmy Carter would not... Jimmy Carter would not, did not say that he had communicated with them. Here's an email from Sharon. The last time I did research, Hillary doesn't believe in UFOs. Dennis is the true darling of the left, which frightens me immensely. If you get a chance, Jay, check out the family policy speech Hillary made in New Hampshire. And I will check that out. Well, it's amazing some of the emails I get here in defense of Dennis Kucinich. Oh, if you don't believe in UFOs, I'm sorry. I'm not sure they exist. But I damn well do not, would not trust anybody who said that they had communicated with them. Here's Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, haven't heard the audible voice of God myself, but according to my neighbor, he has. And
he said he heard God talk to him, his audible voice.
Yeah, it was. And actually, I
what did it sound like?
I guess it sounded like a regular voice. He was, this is the story that was related to me. He went to California. Either his mom or his dad died. One of his parents died. And he was sitting in the kitchen having coffee with his sister. And he heard this voice that said, you know, it's going to be okay. She's with me, or something along those lines. He's with me, whatever the thing is. And he said he looked at his sister and they kind of, you know, they looked at each other. Apparently she heard it too, because she's not a believer in, of any, you know, way, shape, or form. And she was like, I think he's talking to you. and it happened. It happened apparently a second time, you know. And she's now I find my neighbor to be a very rational man. I don't find him to be, you know, a Fruit Loop. And, you know, that his wife has a little bit of different belief system than we do. She's, you know, kind of the predestiny whole thing and a little bit out there. But, you know, I don't know. So there's somebody who claims they've heard the audible voice of God. So, you know.
I don't know, man. If somebody came up and said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, okay. I'm sorry for your loss and the bereavement and everything else, but come on.
I struggle with it, too. I mean, and I think you're when you say people who talk to God, I think you're referring to, you clarified it as people who actually, you know, hear an audible voice versus people who just pray, because praying, in essence, is, you know, at least side talking to God.
No, I'm talking about audible voice.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Jay. This is God.
And you and I and John M. had this conversation some months ago, I said, look, man, I pray a lot, and I think, I like to think I get direction from God, but I've never heard God, you know, talk to me, audibly talk to me, but the whole Dennis Kucinich thing, it's kind of what I said to John was, I do agree with you that things need to be responded to in some circumstances, but he may be taking that, you know what, I'm not going to dignify that with a response sort of thing. And then you also have to look at the source. I mean, Shirley MacLaine is not exactly the most, you know, credible, if you will, person in the world. I mean, she's a little kind of out there herself.
On that part I would agree. But I think that if you're running for the presidency of the United States, you damn well better step up to the plate and let us know what the hell's going on here.
Because
I'm not voting for, as I keep saying all over, I'm not voting for anybody who claims that they talked to a UFO.
Right. And, you know, and the whole thing boils down to that whole unknown thing and what we believe and what we don't. And it's kind of odd, especially when you're talking religion. And it's an analogy I use sometimes with people who say, well, I just don't know. And it's kind of like, well, do you believe that, you know, and 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, yeah. Well, of course I do. Well, why do you believe that? You weren't there. You didn't see it. It's just written down in a book. Well, it's what we were taught.
But that's the same thing that I gave the other guy.
Right.
The example of, well, there's no golden Fort Knox. Well, how do you know?
Right.
Well, because have you ever seen it? Have you ever touched it? You've seen pictures of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's there.
Right. But my point is, you take that same person and say, do you believe in God? And they say, absolutely not. Or do you believe in, you know, Jesus Christ and what he did? Absolutely not. Well, why? Because, well, there's no proof. Well, it's written down, the same as, you know, history. It's written down. But and the difference is because one doesn't affect any part of your life. You can believe in, you know, golden Fort Knox and Columbus and blah, 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 and it has no bearing on your life. But if you say you believe in God or you believe in Christ or whatever, then with that comes some life changes or supposed to be life changes. And that's where people go, well, sorry, can't prove it, not going to believe it. And I find it interesting. It's an interesting dynamic in the human, you know, mind that I'll believe this, although I have absolutely no proof, but I won't believe that for the same reason, because I have absolutely no proof. And it's because one requires a change and the other one does not. And I find that very interesting in people.
Would you hang out with somebody who would tell you that? Oh yes, I've seen a UFO and they've talked to me. I go like, hey man, get some Zoloft.
Yeah, I mean, again, UFOs. I don't know, you know.
I don't know either. I'm not for sure. I don't know for sure that they exist or they don't exist. But right now, the way I feel, I've never seen one. And usually, when I do read about them, usually there's some way to explain them away. And
yep.
We have this immense. Something drives us. We have this immense kind of feeling that there's got to be that what we can't explain. No, maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. We have this immense feeling that we have to buy into myths, that we have to buy into fairy tales.
Well, I guess it depends on, and this goes right to the religion thing. I mean, people buy into whatever their religion may be, because they believe there's going to be a return on their investment. You know, as a believer in Christ, you know, I believe the return on my investment is going to be, you know, heaven, eternal life, blah blah blah. Others religions believe, you know, similar things in different ways. So I guess that's why we believe what we believe, you know. And in the whole UFO thing, I don't, you know, again, I don't know. Would I hang out with somebody who says they, you know, have been in a spaceship and got probed and stuff? Probably not.
No, I wouldn't either.
Probably not. They wouldn't be my best bud, but, you know, I don't discount people because they believe different things than me, and it's like, okay, whatever, you know, cool.
Well, they're fine. You know, they're fine to believe exactly what they want to believe. I don't have any trouble with that at all, but just don't make me part of your craziness.
Yeah, well, but you got to be careful there. So you just call them crazy. It is crazy to you, but it might not be crazy.
Okay, all right, I apologize. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't make me part of your mishigosh.
Yeah.
Leave
okay.
me out, because I have enough trouble dealing with what's here and now.
Right.
To have to say, and you know what? Here's the thing. If there are UFOs, and they communicate with people, and they can hear what's going on this planet, which we assume they can, right?
I suppose.
So they're listening. All right, I get off at 10 o'clock. Come abduct me. Okay, I'll bet you no UFO shows up to abduct me at 5 minutes after 10.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't tempt that because of the whole probing thing.
Well, I mean, it depends on who's doing the probing. I mean, if it's like a 6-foot brunette.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to be probed, but I guarantee you that no UFO will meet me in the parking lot of this building and abduct me at 10 o'clock, nor will it happen at 4 o'clock in the morning on the way to work tomorrow. It will not happen.
It's probably not going to happen, but maybe they don't think you've got anything to offer them. I don't know, you know. Maybe,
well, that could be true, too.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Jay, sorry, there's just, you know.
But you know what? But here's their chance to prove their existence.
Yeah, maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't need to prove their existence.
Well, you know what? Maybe they can't prove their existence because guess what?
Because they don't exist.
Maybe they're not here.
It could be.
Maybe they're in the same. Maybe they're off on another planet in the universe in the same position that we're in.
Could
which
be.
Is they're just getting to the space station and just now allowing women to be in command.
Or the other side of that coin could be maybe the ones that actually do make it here and see us go back and tell their, you know, and they're like, yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Well, if I were a UFO and I landed, and I was an alien and I was in a UFO and I landed and got out and went to like Republican headquarters, I get back in and leave too.
Right. Well, maybe you'd go get a Big Mac or something, and that way you could take it back and, you know, prove that you were actually there.
I mean, I'd split. Okay,
yeah.
Man. Steve, good talk as always.
Likewise, man.
See ya. Also, I'd like Bigfoot to meet me for a cup of coffee after 10 o'clock. Okay, along with the Archangels. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jake. Got a couple of wrecks still working off the highway. Watch out for that one at Parker and 225, including the 225 delays that we're still seeing both directions extending from Parker. Also had a crash at Kipling and Bowles. That one's in the middle of the intersection there in Littleton. Eastbound 270, still pretty well stacked up between I-25 and Vasquez. We're not really seeing any relief just yet on southbound 25, Thornton North Glen. And we've had a new crash northbound 25 just after Hamden. Have major delays there now back to 225. Weather outlook today expects sunny skies, some breezes, and a high of 78. Looks like cooler tonight at 41, and right now fair in 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agent.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
At 303-C2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, you got to love this email. On two separate occasions, I heard a message from non-Earth, and I'm not crazy. One voice was the dead father of my best friend, and he said, take care of Barbara. The other was when I was struggling with a decision about where to live, and some voice said, believe in. I now have lived in that place for 6 years, and it has been one of the best decisions of my life. And by the way, I don't think either of those voices were God, but I heard them. Maybe they're angels, or life after death, and our friends are still looking out for us. Or maybe it's just my intuition speaking to me. Just don't insult me by dismissing my experience. On the other hand, don't believe everything you hear from outer space or from politicians or anyone, but don't dismiss what you hear. Instead, put it in a pile of, I have to check this out. Well, I don't know. I'd like to run that by a psychiatrist and see what the psychiatrist would say. We're talking about Dennis Kucinich, about Shirley MacLaine in her new book claiming that Dennis Kucinich, that he saw a UFO and the UFO communicated to him. Let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jane, Castle Rock.
Hi.
I heard on the TV news, I think it was within this last year, and I only heard it one time, then they never heard any more, but they said in Chicago O'Hare Airport, several credible people, I assume controllers and different people had seen this disc. I believe they said it was gray, and it was hovering around the airport, and then I don't know how soon, but it took off and went through a cloud extremely fast. And then you never heard any more about it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I believe that there was some way to explain that away. I believe that it was some kind of Air Force aircraft or something like that. But even if they had seen this disc, and even if it had gone on, none of those folks claimed that it communicated with them.
No, it just kind of hovered around like it was. Maybe they thought maybe it wanted to land, and then finally they thought they could find a better place.
Probably couldn't land at O'Hare because it probably couldn't get clearance.
Anyway, then we never heard any more about it. But you say it was explained.
Yeah, I believe so, but I have to look it up.
I think the Air Force does have some aircraft that we don't know about.
I mean, I think the Tribune had something, the Chicago Tribune had something in there about it, but I'll have to go look it up and see.
Well, if you find it, would you tell us on the air?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Jay.
All right, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Phyllis in Louisville. Phyllis, you're on AM760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
A couple of years ago, when I was living in West Virginia, I and two other girlfriends went to an arts and crafts fair, spent a good afternoon, had a good time, and we're driving home, and which is normally about a 40-minute drive. And when we reached Charleston, I looked and I said, we've been on the road for over an hour and a half. And we had all this big, unexplained time. We never stopped. I don't get passed by cars or trucks on an open road like that.
Okay, quickly, because I'm running out of time.
Okay, and there was no way of explaining it. And coming into the city, looked over and said, oh, look at that huge orange moon. Did you ever see anything like it? And just thought it was a huge orange moon. And I started thinking about it and went to a hypnotherapist, and they, as we all three did, had the same explanation that we were abducted in the Orange Moon thing. And
okay. You were abducted by an orange moon.
Well, no, it was a spaceship.
It was a spaceship. You could have gotten the same answer simply by taking some LSD. Thank you for the call. I was abducted by... pardon me while I get abducted by a spacecraft, and then we'll have open phones after 9 o'clock. Okay.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. Are you traveling to meet with clients and colleagues? Oh, that's a pain, isn't it? Expensive, time-consuming, you fight rush hour, traffic, airport security, delayed flights. I hate it. But I have found a better way. It's a great solution. It's called GoToMeeting.com. With GoToMeeting.com, you hold meetings from your office or your conference room or your home with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet, so you can do more and travel less. That means you save money and you make more money. Launch meetings on the fly or schedule them in advance via Outlook. During your conference call, everyone just logs in to GoToMeeting with that meeting ID. They see your computer desktop on their computer screen, your PowerPoint, your presentation. You collaborate. You do training. And with GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 full days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code WebRadio. GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner now. GoToMeeting.com. You're going to love it.
Or visit your nearest Go showroom immediately.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light screen. Go!
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The death toll is climbing.
We did have two burned bodies in a residence near Poway.
The San Diego Sheriff's Office on the discovery of new victims of the Southern California wildfires. That brings the total linked to the blazes to 8. And it's another day on the fire line. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has the latest from San Diego.
There are good signs and bad signs on day 5 of the Southern California fires. The weather conditions continue to improve and the winds continue to decrease, but taking total control of the fires is proving troublesome. Last night, the Santiago fire in Orange County was 50% contained. Now it's just 30% contained. Authorities say that fire was the result of arson. Orange County Fire Captain Steve Miller.
Somebody obviously set this fire very deliberately to create a lot of destruction, and we want to catch this person.
It's hoped more good weather today will mean more progress by firefighters. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
Well, in about 90 minutes, President Bush arrives in Southern California to survey the fire scenes for himself.
Looking forward to spending some time with some of the firefighters. We got some incredibly brave citizens who are risking their lives to protect people and property.
Some 1,600 homes have been destroyed, and a vast tide of humanity has been forced to relocate, says Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There's a million plus people that have been evacuated. This is huge.
And FBI agents are helping local police agencies investigate the possibility that arson was connected with some of the blazes. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has unveiled a package of unprecedented sanctions aimed at a key force within Iran's military. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has the story from Washington.
Secretary Rice said the U.S. remains committed to a diplomatic solution, but the Iranian government continues to spurn offers of open negotiations over its nuclear ambitions.
Today, Secretary Paulson and I are announcing several new steps to increase the costs to Iran of its irresponsible behavior.
They include some of the harshest sanctions since the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in 1979. They're aimed at Iran's Revolutionary Guards, its Al-Quds force, and three Iranian banks. Rice said these steps will act as a powerful deterrent to others planning to do business with them.
At the International Space Station this morning.
This is Mission Control Houston, docking confirmed.
Space Shuttle Discovery, commanded by Pamela Melroy, arrived to get ready for some of the most challenging construction work that's ever been attempted in space. The intrigues were spun by Dan Brown in his best-selling The Da Vinci Code and the hit movie that followed.
You and I, Robert, we have observed history.
Today, a special publication that will be of interest to fans. The Vatican's releasing a 300-page book, the transcript of the 14th century trial of the Knights Templar, the order which guarded Jerusalem's Temple Mount, was linked in the novel to the Holy Grail. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 31 points, the NASDAQ a single point. This is CBS News.
When's the best time to save on tires for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury?
All right, now.
Hurry to your dealership during the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event. Right Now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. The right price on the right tire, installed by a Ford-trained expert. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for details. Hurry, this event ends November 25th.
What's the most important number in your life? Social Security? Cell phone? It might just be your credit score. Your credit score can affect how much you pay on everything from a home, a car, even credit cards. That's why it's so important to stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. The higher your credit score, the better chance you have of saving money. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com and find out how you can get your free credit score and report. FreeCreditReport.com. That's FreeCreditReport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
What issues are important to you?
In 2008, I want a president who understands the English language.
I'm tired of daycare America. Whatever happened to personal responsibility?
When will people stop mudslinging and start problem solving?
That's why I listen to...
I listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. On the old TV show The X-Files, Mulder once told Cancer Man he had a moral dipstick 2 quarts below bone dry. Some critics are now charging those same words might apply to Colorado's right-wing congressman Tom Tancredo. 2 cases in point. Tancredo's published the same news release on both his congressional and his campaign websites that, despite ethics rules prohibiting political activity from taking place in a congressional office. And then there was Tancredo's request for an immigration raid Tuesday at a Capitol Hill news conference by Democratic Senator Dick Durbin and 3 college-age immigration activists. Durbin is backing a measure that would grant citizenship to young illegals who complete high school and go to college or into the military. Tancredo's actions left the assistant majority leader popping mad.
But his press release is an indication of how badly this debate is going in America. To turn on these children and treat them as criminals is an indication of the level of emotion and, in some cases, bigotry and hatred that is involved in this debate.
Despite Tancredo's call, immigration officials refused his request to show up at that event. And federal regulators still continuing legal efforts to block Whole Foods' half-billion-dollar takeover of Boulder-based rival Wild Oats, despite the fact the deal closed in late August and 2 courts have ruled against the FTC. A lot of head-scratching going on over this one, especially since the Bush administration has never met a takeover it didn't like until now. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Finally got all the wrecks out of the way and all the issues that we've had through the morning, but we still have pretty slow pockets around the metro area, including downtown for your southbound 25 ride, northbound I-25, sluggish from the Downing Street Bridge toward Alameda, and we still have delays on westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Federal toward Church Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it's going to be more sunny skies with some...
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm getting communications from UFOs. I'm doing what? I'm getting a hard time in emails about the way I treated what last listener?
Phyllis.
Oh, because she said she had been... You know what? Don't email me and don't email me and tell me I treated her harshly. I mean, I'm sorry. I think she's not all home. Now we're going to get, like, emails about, oh, you know, listen, you weren't because she told you she got picked up by an orange moon? What, do we need massive psychoanalysis of the people who listen to this radio station? Give me a break. I suppose what you really wanted me to do was go, yeah, okay, sure, that sounds right to me. Well, I cut her off because we're running out of time. Phyllis, you want to call back and justify your position, call back. Nine minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Hi today, 78. Here's Nancy, who's a licensed clinical psychologist, and I feel compelled to respond to your challenge about Mr. Ksenich's sanity. First, he never made this claim himself, nor has he stated that UFOs beings are influencing his thoughts or decisions. Also, he has never imposed or forced this so-called experience on others, like some politicians using God and the Bible. Hey, I agree there. I don't think politicians should be using God or the Bible either to dictate their decisions and force their views legally on others. Finally, Mr. Ksenich has spoken publicly extensively over the past few years, and I've never heard any hints of psychotic delusional thinking. I didn't say that he was crazy, doctor, if that's what you are. I never said that. I just said I doubt anybody who claims that they saw a UFO and it communicated with them. That's all I'm saying. But that's not right. Boy, I'll tell you something, man. People here on this station are tight, aren't they? When a person truly does have a psychotic or delusional mindset, it comes through in their speaking. It's impossible to hide. You know what? I've got years of experience in mental health. Please don't write Mr. Ksenich off as a wacko based on a book claim by a less than credible source. Oh, okay. So, in other words, were you there, doctor? Did you see it? Do you know for a fact that it didn't go on? I don't know what kind of doctor you are or what kind of PhD you are, but you know what? I mean, give me a break. I never said he was crazy. Oh, and by the way, she says, I, as a mental health professional, would rather have Mr. Ksenich in the White House. Well, see, there you go, because you're a supporter of Mr. Ksenich's. Okay. Well, I'm glad I don't go to you for mental health help. Here's Jerry. I agree. No one can or should disallow your experience, but just you just did the previous caller. Lighten up, buttercup. Hey, Jerry, buttercup yourself, okay? I'm sorry, I don't find people who say that they've been picked up by an orange moon to be credible. Here's another one from Steve. Hey, Jay, you didn't even listen to the lady. Well, you're right, because I was running out of time. You want to believe, so you belittle those who called to tell their story. Come on, man. You're better than that. Okay, so we have no bounds of any kind of rationality here, and if somebody calls you up and says they've been abducted by an alien, we're supposed to believe this. What's that show that runs overnights on the other radio station with George Norrie? No, and Art Bell used to have it. What's the name of that show? Yeah, I can't remember the name of the show. Third Moon from the Sun or something? I don't know. Whatever it is. And do we have any of that, Hendrix? Do we have Third Moon from the Sun? Or is it Third Stone from the Sun? Do we have that? We should play that. Hendrix has a UFO cut on his one of his albums, too. I mean, is this audience really this way? I mean, are you really this way? That you, like, think that, well... And by the way, somebody sent me an email, and he's right about this. If they were going to communicate, if they were going to come here and they were going to communicate with us, why wouldn't they talk to somebody in the scientific community? Why would they go to a politician? I mean, to me, this kind of... Oh, is it American Tonight or whatever? Yeah. I mean, this kind of thing is like being on a right-wing radio station. So we don't have that Hendrix song? There it is. Okay, I'm sending out secret messages to all UFOs. Please come to AM760 Progressive Talk. Dennis Kucinich for president. I mean, I never said the guy was, you know, a wacko. I just said I don't believe it. And I don't know whether Shirley MacLaine's telling the truth or not, but I don't know why she would lie. What currency would there be in that? Yeah, turn that up. That's good stuff. I tell you, the high today was going to be 78. All right, here's Phyllis back to talk. All right, so you were abducted by an orange moon. Explain that.
No, I didn't say that, Jay. What I said is I experienced an unexplained loss of time and that I did see a very large orange disc, and at first I thought it was an orange moon. My logical mind, that's the only thing that could have had a lot of light in it and been hanging in the skies. I didn't know. I'm very logical.
Well, what time of the year was it?
Huh?
What time of the year was it?
It was June. It was time of state fairs. It was coming back from a state fair, arts and crafts fair. And we just had this unexplained loss of time.
Well, how do you connect an unexplained loss of time, which people have all the time, how do you explain that to being abducted by an alien?
I didn't say I was.
You said something to that degree before we went to the news.
Well, yes.
Okay. So
I
did. All right, Phyllis. Hang on. Let's just clear this up. Let's clear it up between the two of us, like adults. Were you or were you not abducted by a UFO?
I believe so.
All right. What do you base this on? An unexpected loss of time?
For one thing, but the other thing was having professional hypnotherapy to try to explain what had happened. And I wasn't the only one. There were three of us that went through the same experience in the car. And I said I was driving.
Well,
if you were
abducted, where did they take you?
Other than... I think up in the aircraft.
If they took you up in the aircraft, what did you see?
I don't have very much of a memory of what I saw. I do remember seeing them, like if you go into a doctor's office and they start examining you.
Oh, come, Phyllis, come on.
They're looking at us like we're, you know, self-explained kind of
Phyllis, were you drinking?
Absolutely not.
I mean, come on.
No,
you have to be kidding me.
No, just because you haven't experienced it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and you don't need a supercilious type of attitude. I mean,
it's not a supercilious kind of attitude. It's an attitude of I find it extremely, extremely hard to believe that you were abducted into a UFO.
Well, that's okay. It doesn't make any difference to me whether you believe it or not. I was just calling to share it. I have certainly nothing to gain.
I'm not saying you're trying to gain anything. I just find it extremely hard to believe that you were abducted by a UFO. But according to the standards of this audience, then, you know what? I guess you were abducted by a UFO, and I don't have to have you... I mean, did you get any souvenirs? Do you have anything to prove that it happened?
Other than a memory, no.
Well, I guess I've got memories too, so I guess I should just, you know.
In your memories? That your memories are accurate?
No, I think some of my memories are not accurate.
Okay. Well.
Because I think human beings are fallible.
Of course we're fallible.
But if I were abducted by a UFO, I'd certainly have a lot of memory of it. Well, maybe they gave you something so you couldn't have any memory of it.
Very possible, Jay, that they didn't.
Maybe they had Versus Set or whatever that stuff is that they give you where you're in the twilight and you wake up and you don't remember anything.
Anything is possible.
But how come they didn't talk to you?
They didn't need to.
What do you mean they didn't need to? They would come all this way and not say anything?
They were talking to each other. They didn't need to talk to me.
What were they saying?
Know,
what were they saying?
I have no idea. Their language. Their mind.
Well, do you remember what it sounded like?
No, it was their mind to mine, not me.
Oh, so they didn't say anything verbally. They just kind of like communicated telepathically.
To each other, I suppose, because I don't know and I didn't hear, and I'm not going to create something. I didn't hear anything, but they worked in consort together. You know, they did this and this one did that.
What did they do?
As I said, it was more like being in a doctor's office.
Well, I mean, what did they do in the doctor's office?
They look at your eyes and your ears and your...
So they examined you?
Yes.
Did you get a look at who was doing the examining?
Yes.
What'd they look like?
Strange.
Well, what's strange? George Bush looks strange to me. What's strange?
Oh, he's very strange. Part of whatever happened that I was not supposed to remember, that's part of it. Except that they weren't human, that I knew, and they were strange. You know, I can't do more than to share what I experienced, and that's all I had called about. And because, you know,
well, I'm not, it wasn't there. No, I'm not ridiculing you, but I find it interesting that in the beginning you told me you were abducted. Then when you got back on, you said you weren't abducted.
Well,
you didn't say that, and now you're turning around saying you said it.
I did say it. Yes, I did say.
Okay, so you were abducted, right? And that was a claim you were making before we went to the news that you were abducted.
Correct. Yes, the whole car was.
Was abducted?
It's a beamy up baby.
They beamed you up?
The whole car.
What was the beam like?
I don't remember. It was just, you know, first you're driving and then you're in a plane. I can't tell you.
Was Dr. Spock there?
I would have understood it then. It would have made more sense.
Did they put like a Vulcan mind lock on you?
I had no idea what they did. I don't remember.
Why do you think they picked you out?
I was there.
Oh, you were just in the right place at the right time?
Probably. We were three ladies in a car driving down an interstate.
What time of night?
Afternoon.
The middle of the afternoon?
Yep.
Were there any cars around you?
Yeah.
Did they see you get abducted? Did they call the police?
I have no idea what they saw.
So I'm driving down the road following you, and then suddenly you just disappear.
It could be, yeah. Don't you drive along and sometimes say, oh, did that car turn off? I didn't know there was a road for them to turn off on. Drive behind somebody. I don't know what happened to the other cars. I can't explain it. All I know.
Phyllis, are you suggesting that if you call and make this claim, or are you suggesting that I should just take it at face value and go, yeah, okay, I guess it happened?
No.
Wouldn't you ask questions too?
Yes, I would ask questions too. I wouldn't be a put down, but I was.
Well, I'm not putting you down. If I were putting you down, would I allow you to come back on the air and keep talking?
I just called to.
What you want me to do? Here's what you want me to do. Here's what some of these emailers want me to do. You know what they want me to do? They want me to do this. They want me to go, okay, fine. You say you're abducted. Okay, fine. You're right. I agree with you. You're abducted. I believe you're abducted. You're abducted. And just go along with it. But you know what? I don't go along with anybody on anything. I got to have some kind of verification that you're not somebody just calling me and going, oh, look, let's call this guy up. And tell him something, and he'll just accept it, and he'll believe it. I mean, you know what? Listen, you know, if I called you up and, all right, now put yourself, let's reverse situations for a second, okay?
Right.
If I called you up and I said, Phyllis, I was abducted by a UFO. What would you say to me?
Are you okay?
All right. Besides that.
Or do you remember anything?
So you would ask me questions, right?
Yeah. Basically, it would be, are you okay? Do you remember anything? And let it go. Because I don't know that those things can happen. Just like you don't know they can't happen. They're too much documented to just say, oh, I didn't experience, so it couldn't be. There are a lot of documentations from different people from all around the world that say they've experienced strange things like this. Right?
Okay, well, it's my personal opinion. All right, that's not a good way to say it.
Honey, you're
all right, here's my opinion. My opinion is you need help.
Oh, that's okay. You can say that. You're entitled to your opinion.
Okay, you need help because you know what? I've seen this in a movie a gazillion times about people driving down the road and they get abducted by aliens. Come on, did they take the? Let me ask this before we go. Did they take the? What kind of car were you in?
I was probably in a Maxima.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you probably, don't you remember what kind of car you were in?
What kind of car? I drove that long ago? No.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it's probably about 30 years ago.
30 years ago?
Yeah.
And you don't remember what kind of car you were in. All right, let me ask you this. Did they take the whole car, too?
I would assume so, because the other girls had the same experience.
No, I'm saying, did they physically take the automobile from the road?
I don't know. All I know is they took me. Then I got back. When I got back, I was in my car driving.
Well, wait a minute. So you're assuming that if they didn't take you, they just took you guys out of the automobile, and the automobile just drove down the road on its own?
I have no idea what happened to it.
Well, you sound like Alberto Gonzalez. I have no idea. I have no recollection.
Oh, well. But I also have nothing to gain by telling you this.
All right. I don't think you have anything to gain, and I'm not saying claiming that you do. I just don't. I mean, I just find this call to be like really disturbing.
Well, you know what, Jay? If you find it disturbing, I hate to say, but that's your problem. you shouldn't have it disturb you. Why should something that happens to somebody else disturb you? You ought to think about why it's disturbing.
You know why it disturbs me?
Yeah? Tell me.
Because never in my wildest day, on my best day or my worst day, in any way, shape, or form, would I ever call a radio station and claim I've been abducted by a UFO. And what also disturbs me even more is the fact that the people who listen to this radio station, that we have a contingency of people who listen to this radio station that are so cracked that they would send you email and chastise you for not believing your story, where in most normal cases you get rubber-roomed for walking around talking about this kind of stuff out in the open with people, and you're on the radio like saying it. I was abducted by a UFO. I find that to be shocking. I mean, why would you call a radio station and admit that you've been abducted by a UFO?
Well, because it was the topic, and I wanted to share it, and I didn't want people to think it couldn't happen.
All right.
I'm a very logical lady.
You sound like it to me. You can call back here anytime, and next time you get abducted, call back for sure. And when you do get abducted next time, could you please tell them to come get me, too?
Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
Careful what you ask for. Remember that
old you might
thing?
Receive it, right? Do you think that's true? If I ask for something long enough, do you think I'll receive it?
I said be careful what you ask.
Well, okay. Then you know what? If I ask long enough and I'll receive it, then I ask that George W. Bush be abducted by aliens and disappear.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. I love you. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
John's beside himself because I'm late on the traffic. You know what, Turk? You give me any grief, I'll have you abducted by a UFO. John's been abducted many times, but it wasn't by a UFO. But it was by something we can't talk about. You know, widespread panic, deadhead, what do you expect? 927.
But every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3, a lot of the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dynavite.
He loves the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Chronic halitosis, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you.
Call now for your free copy of Dr. Katz's Bad Breath Bible. You'll also receive a free trial of his clinical TheraBreath formulas. 1-800-997-2593. 1-800-997-2593.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yeah, I'll have to run the show from now on because John Turk has been abducted by an alien. Do you think aliens dig the Grateful Dead and widespread panic? 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, it just went into something else, and John never touched the button. It's got to be aliens.
Now, this is weird.
I know. Oh, listen to this. Here's this one's from Rob. Jay, I just finished my morning commute, and I'm pretty appalled at your behavior this morning. I've been listening to you every weekday morning now for about a year, and I always enjoy your show. The fact that you would treat a little old lady so discourteously and then blame your own audience, your faithful, for calling you on it is a bit disgraceful. Nobody's expecting you to believe in UFOs. They're only expecting you not to be a jerk. The comparison to right-wing talk show hosts is more apt than you want to admit. Be a man. Own your flaws. Don't try to blame your audience. Yeah, okay, Rob. That's why I put her back on again, because I'm such a bad guy. Let's go to Matt in Boulder. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Matt.
Is this Jay?
Yeah, it's either me or it's an alien.
Okay, well, maybe I had a loss of time for a half hour.
Yeah, that's it. You just don't remember where you've been for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, Phyllis, we're sorry. We're just trying to find the humor in it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyways, I pretty much agree with you, Jay, and I think it's silly when people calling about abductions and UFOs and stuff. They're not thinking outside the box, not at all. The box being TV, movies, what's put in their head, what they've learned, and what people tell them. And what they think, you know, they should believe as far as those things. And
well, somebody clued me off to this. Check this out. This whole thing, when she was talking about being hypnotized, you've been a hypnotherapist. First of all, I don't believe in hypnotism. And second of all, how about all these people who confess all this really weird stuff under hypnotism, and then it turns out like they're either lying or it never really happened to begin with, or I have a suppressed memory. I'm not saying you can't have a suppressed memory, but
it's like they're recanting their dreams or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, how many people go to like hypnotists for smoking, eating, and all these other kind of things instead of going to see a legitimate therapist? And what ends up happening is they start telling you. You know, they start telling. I mean, I don't know. Do you believe in hypnotism?
I believe in hypnotism, but I don't believe in UFOs and abductions and stuff. I believe it can work for certain things with a belief in it and a desire to change. But I think it's a helping type thing. I don't think it in itself can actually solve any problems. You have to actively want to change whatever it is that the hypnotherapy is going to help change. It in itself is not going to do the whole job. Just like many doctors tell you as far as your health, you can take medicine, but you still have to exercise, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so Phyllis is probably still listening, so what would you say to her?
Well, I would say try thinking outside the box. First and foremost, think about our technology today and with the telescopes and satellites, what we can see. We can see the surface of the moon from Earth. We can see the moon surfaces on Jupiter with a satellite that's even further away than from Earth to the moon. And do you really think that advanced life capable of intergalactic travel is even going to need to come into the atmosphere of Earth to see everything we're doing? I mean, they're capable of intergalactic travel or light speed, whatever. So they could probably put a telescope on Pluto and see everything we're doing, at the very least. At the most, they could see everything we're doing from two galaxies away, and we'd have no clue about it. They are just waiting to see whether or not we blow ourselves up. That's what it comes down to. And UFOs could easily be research for silent spacecraft, such as drones used in Afghanistan, and it could just be government research to get people stirred up and crazy and loony and take their minds off the real issues such as North Korea, Iraq, and Iran.
Yeah. And you know what else? Tom, who emailed me, I like his email. Let me run that by you. Why would they go to a politician? Why would they go to people driving down the road? If they were able to make contact, why wouldn't they like go to the White House or Congress?
I think it's just one part of the person's brain talking to the other part, and it's the only explanation they have for themselves.
Well, it's kind of, don't you find it kind of weird that listen to this one from Mark. This is a classic. For crying out loud, Jay, have the UFO take Dick Cheney also. At least then we can get something out of the deal. thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. I've just always sincerely believed that things such as UFOs have always been just a distraction to take our minds off of the real issues and just create a sideshow, and it's really sad.
Yeah, or explain. So, or
people that can't think outside the box and don't think that, you know, life in the universe capable of intergalactic travel, A, waiting to see if we're going to blow ourselves up with nuclear warheads, B, don't even need to come here to see what we're doing. They can't think about that? Really, that's ridiculous. It's just absurd that they think that their craft have to come into the atmosphere and anything else. It's absurd. You know?
Yeah. You know what? Exactly. Thanks, Matt. So
it's time for people to think outside the box.
Yeah, I agree.
They really
Thanks.
Want to get results.
Yep. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty uneventful now as you make your way out. We're looking good. Seeing a little bit more traffic, though. Southbound I-25 between Lincoln Broadway and Bellevue. Eastbound 470 sluggish across Littleton. And so far, no wrecks right now for this late in the morning. And we just have the usual construction hotspots. Watch out for that one they're working on I-70 at E-470 today. Weather outlook expects sunny skies, some breezes. We'll get a warm day of 78 right now, fair and 51. Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
You'd talk to people.
Yeah, like to the neighbors who just got one?
Maybe. Yes, okay, yes.
Right now, get guaranteed installation on Anderson Storm Doors for just $57. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid on Anderson branded Storm Doors through 103107 and U.S. only. Additional charges may apply. See store for details and license numbers not available in all areas.
America's greatest band, Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. 20 new studio recordings on a specially priced 2-CD set for $11.88. Available only at Walmart October 30th. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Of UFOs, and it is open phones at 303-713-7600, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to lie down. We're not going to take it. Those of us who consider ourselves to be mainstream good Americans are not going to get smeared anymore. We're not going to take it. This is my personal dedication, this song, to Dick Wadhams, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and anybody else on the freakish right wing who thinks that the rest of us are all weird because we simply want to do things like give children health care. Okay? This is for you. We are not going to take it. And you're right, John. And thank you, the person who emailed in. We should play this every single day. By the way, you sent me this message, John. It's 9:40, 40 minutes before the hour. High today, 78. You sent me this message. You say you talked to the Loch Ness Monster?
It was a joke.
Okay.
Nessie is what I call it. First name basis with her, Nessie.
Nessie. Okay.
I believe in Nessie.
Maybe these fires in California were started by UFOs. The invasion of the pod people.
Maybe Blackwater is run by aliens.
Yeah. The invasion of the pod people. Today's GOP. Okay, so I want all the UFOs to come back and take all the pod people away. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
I'm afraid to talk now because if in the middle of our conversation I disappear.
Yeah,
know
well,
what's happening.
You got abducted, man. That was the whole thing.
Well, the thing that's crazy, and you have to give the woman credit and everybody else credit. They may honestly believe that. It may be something happened in their life, like a death or something like that, and it's part of the psyche readjusting itself. It's also influenced by some movies or something. Sounds like similar to something I've seen on some science channel. The question I had from common sense, you know, if you and I were discoverers and we found a tribe of lost apes, what in the world would we do with them? So if you had an intelligent being from another planet could come down and see the mess that we're in here, why would they even bother with us? We can't even control this planet. We can't take care of what's going on. We're fighting one another. We got idiots for presidents that think they talk to God. They look into Russian people's eyes and can see their soul.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Oh,
what about
that?
What about that deal about how I looked into Putin's eyes and I could tell his soul? What sane person would make a comment like that?
Correct. Well, that's what I'm saying. That we you know, this is what we have for leaders. And then you got I'm a nut job, you know, as Jay Leno calls them. And, you know, there's a lot of Christians, these right-wing nut job Christians who believe in the end time, right? We're going to go over there, and we're going to help God create the apocalypse. And we're going to have the Jews are going to help us to do this. And then, of course, at the end, the reward for the Jews are you either convert to Christianity or you're doomed to hell.
That's right. Yeah, you're in big trouble.
There you go. And now you have I'm a nut job out there now, and you know the Shiite Muslims believe in the hidden imam. This guy has been hidden since the time of Muhammad, and he is coming back, and he is going to end the world. And the world's going to end where everybody's going to fight all the Christians. Jesus Christ is coming back for the imam to tell the Christians to convert to Islam. And then they're all going to fight and kill the Jews. So you got two radical beliefs of an end time going on out there. This is on our planet. This is not someone abducted. These are people that are leaders of countries. And if you don't think we got a problem, I have more faith in that poor woman that believes that she was, you know, taken away for, she and the whole car were taken away for the time.
Oh, I think she honestly believes that it happened, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I find it to be, kind of disturbing, yeah, you're right. I mean, what's going on with the leadership is twice as disturbing.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And then these people are out there, and they, for real, they both believe this, that they're they both got this view. Bill Moyers had a great show on just a little while ago on the same thing. He had that religious nut job that's Christians for Jews, and, you know, well, of course the Jews are over there saying, okay, great, come on, give us the money, help us out. We're going to keep building in Israel, and, you know, the Palestinians are nobody, and they're all gung-ho because they're smart Jews. They figure, well, we'll go along with this end-time crap just until we have to convert to Christianity or die. But Michael Lerner, the Jewish rabbi, was on, and a gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he's a Protestant minister who taught at the Denver University. And he said that these people and this type of religiosity is just a little nuts.
No, I think religion's fine. I think it's good. But you know what? You got to do it in your church, your synagogue, or your mosque. Don't try to put it in the public. You know, I mean, don't try. Like, in other words, don't try to convert the rest of us. And Lord, man, I don't know. And this whole thing about UFOs and the whole thing about Kucinich and the whole thing about these folks.
Well, frontline.
I can't make out what it. I can't make out what anybody.
Years ago, Frontline had an episode called "The Jesus Factor," and it's about George Bush and his beliefs in Christ. Okay. And I would recommend, if you can get your hands on it, to get your hands on it. Because it starts out with a guy reading the Bible, and he's very religious. And then he goes that he doesn't need religion anymore. He doesn't need churches. He's going to communicate directly with God. And they have all kind of theologians on there that are, you know, and God is the light of the world. And Bush turns around and says, America is the light of the world. And he takes all these religious sayings and just converts them to his own philosophy. It is really an eye-opener for anybody, and it's called The Jesus Factor, and it was on Frontline, and it was about 4 years ago. But, oh, my God, talk about scary. That's more scary than anybody getting abducted.
Well,
Jay, I'm going to have to go. I got a message on my computer from into space.
Oh, my God.
I have to answer it.
You're going to disappear in a few minutes.
I'm going to go.
See ya. Gone. Abducted. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And you can call anything you want to, or you can talk to me about UFOs. Listen, let me tell you something. There used to be a joke in this business. Okay? You could always tell what one person I work with called. You could always tell what a person I work with called a baby talk show host. Do you know what a baby talk show host does? A baby talk show host does shows on guns, abortion, and UFOs. No, really. I'm serious. Because you can always get people to call in about UFOs. But I saw this about Dennis Kucinich, and maybe Shirley MacLaine is full of it, claiming that he said all this when he was at her house. But you're going to run for the most powerful job in the entire country? Okay. Ben, tell me where you stand on this and if you really said it. Let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I would personally consider myself a skeptic and a realist, and I don't discount anything is possible, but I also can't say that it's possible until I've experienced it. And I don't know, I see you somewhat in the same light that, you've got to know it.
You got to show me. So what it is? You have to show me something.
But, I'll tell you one thing. You brought up hypnotism. And I was the biggest skeptic in the world about being hypnotized, but I was. And I was part of a show in San Diego when I was dating my wife. We went to visit some friends who lived in San Diego at the time. And there was a great hypnotist who had a show, and his name was Dean. I still have a card because I became part of the show because what he did, he would select like 10, 20 people, put you on there, do some experiments, and then eliminate people who he thought were acting or not being responsive, and keep people who he felt maybe could be responsive. And I'm up there, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, he's going to pick me because I know what he's doing. I'm just playing along, and I'm sort of somewhat faking it just to, for the experience. But then all of a sudden, I'm one of the five left who became the show. And I really was hypnotized. And it was an amazing, enlightening experience. And the reason I know that I was, and it was nothing negative, it was nothing where I felt I was under some kind of control where I was in danger or anything. But I did things that I really experienced and felt by suggestion from this guy, which was part of the show. Like he'd say, okay, you guys, you all have to go to the bathroom so bad you can't hold it, and it's at the end of the aisle. And I found myself standing in front of a urinal with three other guys who were part of the show, and we all were standing there, but we had to go, but we didn't.
Okay, hang on. I want to continue this, but I got to get some traffic.
Go on.
Can you hang on? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put you on the phone zone. We'll come back real quick. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here is Gort with the traffic.
Jay, looks like we get back up to speed around town on the highway. 6th Avenue looking much better now between Sheridan and I-25. Also, I-25 picking up speed coming down from I-70 to about Spear, and then even better speeds across the rest of downtown. Pretty good drive through the bridges right now, both sides of the highway. No worries on 225 making your way across Aurora. Looks pretty good on I-70 on both sides of the city, even across that elevated portion. 270 is moving along across Commerce City, and shouldn't have any trouble getting yourself to and from Boulder on the Turnpike right now. As far as weather goes, another warm day. Feels like spring. Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight, low 38. A little bit cooler tomorrow, though. Look for a high of around 60. Right now it's 55 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Arapahoe Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapahoe Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. they can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings, not on the ground with LeapGuard. And don't forget to tell them that I sent you.
I will be of retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 720. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, let me jump back on the phones real quick because I don't want to miss a second of this with Steve. All right, Steve, go ahead, man. So you were in this show, you were hypnotized, you were in this show.
Absolutely.
And go ahead, pick it up from there.
Well, you know, and there's many things. I mean, I ended up singing. They had a band that played music. It was a really nice show and a nice club. I ended up singing Ventura Highway in front of a full audience, and I never would have gotten up and sang in front of an audience in my life. And I sang the whole song, and by him saying, just, you know, think of the first song that comes to your mind. And that was the first song that came to my mind, and I ended up performing it. And it was a very interesting experience because, you know, I thought I was going to get busted by this guy somewhere during the show for faking it, but I wasn't. And it was really, I mean, so you can be hypnotized. It is real, and it's something that I'm not a weak person, but I just played along, and I flowed with it, and it really happened, and it was just a very interesting experience. And I would ask you something. Have you ever done anything in your life that you could say that you've experienced that others would say, oh, I don't believe it, and or, you know, it can't happen. Do you have any memories of something that you've done?
Yeah, that's a really good question. No.
Okay.
Most of the stuff that I've done, which most normal, and I mean normal, mm-hmm. people would not have done, are not of that nature. I mean, I have a concrete explanation as to why those things went on.
Okay. I would ask you this. Have you ever been able to slow down time in your life under any circumstances?
No.
I've done it 4 times in my life.
Only on drugs.
No. And this is not drugs. Or anything. I have slowed down time, actually slowed it down to where, let's say, a couple seconds lasted as long as I needed it to, and they were all in situations where my safety or another person's safety was in peril, and I had to slow it down to be fully aware of what was going on around me so that we wouldn't get hurt. And I've done it 4 times in my life specifically, and one that was just a great example is I had my daughter in my arms that was a couple years old, and I was playing in the street at my sister's house, football catch with one of my, with my niece and nephew. My niece was like going to be the receiver, and my daughter and I were going to be like the defender, and my nephew threw the football, and I went up to sort of bat the ball down so she couldn't catch it, and I ended up bumping into her where all three of us were falling to the ground. I was able in that moment to be aware of my daughter in my arms, my niece that now I grabbed onto, and myself as we were falling, and I was able to, before we hit the ground, know exactly what I had to do so that none of the three of us got hurt.
But if I put that before a doctor, I bet you there would be an explanation for it.
Maybe. I was falling down a mountain I was climbing. It was very sandy, and I was slipping, and, I mean, I'm falling down this mountain, and I was able to view and slow down time and find where there was a branch somewhere down as I was falling and be able to grab onto it to stop my fall so I didn't kill myself.
Well, look, I have
stuff
to admit,
like that.
Okay, I have to admit to you, I went to get hypnotized twice. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I admit openly to you and everybody else, I'm extremely skeptical. I'm a pretty hard case. I've been around and done a lot, and I've done more than most people have. Some of it, you know, people look at me like I'm nuts. Some of the stuff I've done, I just find this idea that a UFO would show up and communicate with somebody or abduct them, in Phyllis's case, or this whole thing with Kucinich about how, you know, the UFO communicated to him, and that, well, because it's in Shirley MacLaine's book, you can't count on her, and blah, blah, blah. All Kucinich has to do is say, well, no, she's not telling the truth, it didn't happen, or she interpreted it a different way, and just answer the question. But when people tell me things like, I've been abducted by a UFO, UFOs have talked to me, God has talked to me, people have talked to me beyond the grave, all of this kind of stuff, man, my first reaction is, okay, you know, okay, because I just frankly, Steve, as much as I've tried, I just frankly can't believe it. If I can't see it, and I don't know that it's there, I have. It has to be there. Anyway, I'm out of time. Yeah. Steve, I love you. Call me again.
Me too. I will.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, is that it, Mr. Turk? Are we done? Oh, I terminated him prematurely, and we have a minute left? Okay, well, keep those complaint letters coming in at am760.net. You know, maybe if enough of you contact management, you'll get me fired. God, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Because guess what? I wouldn't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know. I know how you are. Calm down, Jay. Be gentle. Let any caller call and make any statement they want to, and don't give them any grief. Just let them make it. Oh, you must have me confused with somebody at the other two radio stations. I don't roll with that. And don't forget, too, if you're a mainstream American like me, these folks are causing these smear jobs. They're slinging mud at us. No. Stand up. Don't take it. Defeat the myth. We need to put a Democrat in the White House. It's our only hope.